Krishna Krishna Hare 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 Ram Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare Ram Hare Ram 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 Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare Ram Hare Ram 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 Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare Ram Hare Ram 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 Hare Krishna Hare Krishna Hare Ram Hare Ram 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 Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare Ram Hare Ram 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 Hare Krishna 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 Hare Ram Hare Ram 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 Hare Mama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Udale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swamini Iti Namine Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Udale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swamini Iti Namine Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swamini Iti Namine Gauravani Prachārini Nurvishesha Shunyavadi Pashatya Deshatārini Namaste Gauravani Prachārini Nurvishesha Shunyavadi Pashatya Deshatārini Namaste Saraswati Devi Gauravani Pracharine Nurvishesha Shunyavadi Pashatya Deshatarine Namaste Gauravani Pracharine Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadha Shri Vasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadha Shri Vasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadha Srivasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shri Vasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौर भक्त वृंद चैतन्यं प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौर भक्त वृंद हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम हरे राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम हरे राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम हरे राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम हरे राम 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 हरे हरे जय राधा माधव जय कुंज विहारी जय राधा माधव जय कुंज विहारी जय राधा माधव जय कुंज विहारी जय राधा
राधा माधवा जया कुंज विहारी। Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna
यादवाय माधवाय केशवाय नमः। गोपाल गोविंद रमा श्रीमधुसूदन गिरिधारी गोविंद मदन मोहन। 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 यादवाय माधवाय केशवाय नमः। हराय नमो कृष्ण यादवाय नमः यादवाय माधवाय केशवाय नमः। गोपाल गोविंद रमा श्रीमधुसूदन गिरिधारि गोविंद मदन मोहन। गोपाल गोविंद रमा श्रीमधुसूदन गिरिधारि गोविंद मदन मोहन। कृष्ण कृष्ण हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे। हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे। कृष्ण कृष्ण हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे। हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे। हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे। हरे कृष्णा कृष्ण कृष्ण हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे। हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम శ్రీ శ్రీమాన్ అభయచరణారవింద భక్తివేదాంత గోస్వామి హరాశీల ప్రభుపాదికి జయం. నిథిల ప్రవిష్టం విష్ణుపాద పరమహంస పరిబ్రజగాచార్య అష్టోత్తరశత శ్రీ శ్రీమాన్ భక్తి సిద్ధాంత సరస్వతి మహరాశీల ప్రభుపాదికి అనంతకోడి వైష్ణవ బృందకి నామాచార్య శిలహరిదాస్ ఠాకూర్కి ప్రేమ సహో శ్రీకృష్ణ చైతన్య ప్రభు నిత్యానంద శ్రీ అద్వైత గదాధార శ్రీవాసాది గౌడ భక్త బృందకి శ్రీ శ్రీరాధాకృష్ణ గోపగోవినాథ శ్యామకుండ రాధాకుండగిరి గోవర్ధానికి బృందావన ధామ్కి మాయపూర్ ధామ్కి మధురపురి ధామ్కి జగన్నాథ్ పరిధామ్కి ద్వారకా పరిధామ్కి గంగమాయికి యమునమాయికి తులసీదేవికి భక్తిదేవికి సామవేద భక్త బృందకి గౌ ప్రేమనంది. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories, all glories to Shri Shri Guru and Shri Gauranga. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. Namo Amishu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhudaleshu Vibhakti Vidanda Swami Dinamine. Namaste Sarasudevam Gauravani Prajarine Nurvishesha Shunyavadi Pashyate Desha Dharine. Om Namo Bhagavade Vasudevayam. ఓం నమో భగవతే వాసుదేవాయ. ఓం నమో భగవతే వాసుదేవాయ. సంసార సాగరే మగ్నం దీనం మాం కరుణానిధే కర్మగ్రాహ గ్రహీతాంగం మాముద్ధర భవార్ణవాల్. శ్రీమల్ భాగవదాఖ్యోయం ప్రత్యక్ష కృష్ణమేవ హి స్వీకృతోసి మయా నాథ ముక్త్యర్థం భవ సాగరే. మనోరథే మదీయోయం సఫలో సర్వదా త్వయా నిర్విఘ్నేనైవ కర్తవ్యం దాసోహం తవ కేశవ. భవే భవే యథా భక్తి పాదయోర్ సవ జాయతే తథా కురుష్వ దేవేశ నాథస్త్వం నో యద ప్రభో. నామ సంకీర్తనం యస్య సర్వభావ ప్రణాశనం ప్రణామో దుఃఖ శమనం తం నమామి హరిం పరం. జన్మాద్యస్య యదోన్వయాది తరదస్ చార్తేష్వభిజ్ఞ స్వరాల్ പ്രേമി ബ്രഹ്മഹൃദയം ആദികവയെ മുഹ്യന്തിയൽ സൂരയം തേജോ വാരിമൃതം യഥാ വിനിമയോ യത്ര ത്രിസർഗോ മൃഷാം ധാംനാ സ്വേന സദാ നിരസ്തകുഹകം സത്യം പരം ധീമഹി ധർമ്മപ്രോജ്ജിത കൈതവോത്രവരമോ നിർമ്മത്സരാണാം സദാം വേദ്യം വാസ്തവം അത്ര വസ്തു ശിവദം താപത്രയോന്മൂലനം ശ്രീമൽഭാഗവതേ മഹാമുനി കൃതേ കിം വാവരൈരീശ്വര സദ്യോ ഹൃദ്യവരുദ്ധ്യതേത്ര കൃതിവി ശുശ്രൂഷുഭീ തൽക്ഷണാൽ നിഗമകൽപ്പതരോർഗലിതം ഫലം ശുഖമുഖാതമൃതദ്രവ സംയുതം പിപദ ഭാഗവതം രസമാലയം മുഹുരഹോ രസികാ ഭുവി ഭാവുകാഹ സച്ചിദാനന്ദരൂപായ വിശ്വോൽപത്യാദിഹേതവേ താപത്രയ വിനാശായ ശ്രീകൃഷ്ണായ വയം നുമാം യം പ്രവ്രജന്തം അനുഭേദമഭേദകൃത്യം ദ്വൈപായനോ വിരഹകാതരമാജ്ജുഹാവാം പുത്രേതി തന്മയദയത്തരവോഭിനേതു തം സർവഭൂതഹൃദയം മുനിം ആനദോസ്മി യസ്വാനുഭാവമഖിലശ്രുതിസാരമേകം അധ്യാത്മദീപം അതിഥിതീർഷദാം തമോന്ധം സംസാരിണാം കരുണയാഹ പുരാണഗുഹ്യം തം വ്യാസസൂനം ഉപയാമി ഗുരും മുനീനാം നാരായണം നമസ്കൃത്യ നരം ചൈവ നരോത്തമം ദേവീം സരസ്വതീം വ്യാസം തതോ ജയമുദീരയേൽ കമനീയ കിശോരമുഗ്ധമൂർത്തേ കളവേണു കൊണിദാതൃതാനനെന്തോ മമ വാചി വിജൃംഭദാം മുരാരേ മധുരീം ന കണികാവി കാവി കാവി നമാവോം വിഷ്ണുപദായ കൃഷ്ണപ്രസ്ഥായ ഭൂതലേ ശ്രീമതേ ഭക്തിവേദാന്ത സ്വാമിൻ ഇതി നാമിനേ നമസ്തേ സരസ്വതീ ദേവി ഗൗരവാണി പ്രചാരിണേ നിർവിശേഷാ ശൂന്യവാദി പാശ്ചാത്യദേശതാരിണേ ശ്രീമത് ഗുരുചരണാരവിന്ദാഭ്യാം നമ വന്ദേ നന്ദവ്രജ സ്ത്രീണാം പാദരേണുമഭീഷ്ണശാ യാസം ഹരിഗതോദ്ഗീതം പുനാദീഭുവനത്രയം ഗോപീചരണാരവിന്ദ പരമാണവേ നമ പീതാംബരം കരവിരാജിതചക്രശംഖം കൗമോദകീ സരസിജം കരുണാസമുദ്രം രാധാസഹായം അതിസുന്ദരമന്ദഹാസം വാതാലയേശമനിശം ഹൃദി ഭാവയാമി കോമളം കൂജയൻ വേണും ശ്യാമളോയം കുമാരക വേദവേദ്യ പരം ബ്രഹ്മ ഭാസദാം പുരദോ മമാം മുഖം കരോതി വാചാലം പങ്കും ലംഘയതേ ഗിരിം യൽ കൃപാതമഹം വന്ദേ പരമാനന്ദമാധവം ഓം ശ്രീകൃഷ്ണായ നമ ശ്രീരാമദ്രാധികായേ നമ സർവത്ര ഗോവിന്ദനാമ സങ്കീർത്തനം ഗോവിന്ദ ഗോവിന്ദ സോ ഇന്നി ശ്രീമത് ഭാഗവതം at the moment we were discussing last Sunday on the pastimes of Krishna with the and the cowherd boys together with the wives of the brahmanas. That is where we were in the middle of that particular pastime of Krishna. Actually, I mentioned before that these two incidents, that means the one which is related to Krishna's activities with the gopis, especially to bring the gopis back to the point of from converting their mind to devotion to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna, through that pastime of stealing the clothes.
And this pastime with the wives of the Brahmanas are the two instances to show Krishna is the supreme controller, Ishwaratvam, or the power of Krishna as the supreme lord. That is what is shown in these two particular pastimes. They are so significant because in one pastime with the gopis, Krishna has shown that the supreme personality of Godhead is completely transcendental to all the material modes of nature. That is what you find there. Normal circumstances in the pastime like that, the chances are that the different lower modes of nature will affect anyone, including the great demigods. They are affected by that. Krishna is beyond the three modes of material nature. And staying above the modes of nature, Krishna performed that pastime in such a way to give us the understanding that he is the supreme controller. He controls everything, including Maya. Maya, the material energy, is also under Krishna's control. That is why I was saying that that particular pastime is to show the supreme position as controller of the Maya. That is what has been displayed in that pastime with the gopis. Similarly, in the second pastime also, with the wives of the Brahmanas, Krishna has again shown another aspect of his the supreme controller character, characteristic of a supreme controller. How? Because these Brahmanas, who were very well versed in the Vedic literature, and who were executing so many Vedic sacrifices, chanting the mantras and performing all Vedic sacrifices according to the Vedic injunctions, Krishna is again telling them that unless and until one comes to the point of understanding, of taking the shelter of Krishna's lotus feet, all this Vedic knowledge, Vedic literature, everything is not of much significance. It has no benefit. In the sense that ultimate goal of all this, karmam, jnanam, bhakti, yogam, everything is to bring us close to Krishna's lotus feet. And if that is not happening, if that is not the goal, ultimate goal in one's heart, then any sacrifice or any other spiritual austerities and penances is not going to be beneficial. In order to show that, he decided to teach the Brahmanas through their wives, and that is why he brought them into that level of realization that this is an opportunity. Krishna has come to the forest, and Krishna wanted to eat, and Balaram also wanted to eat along with his friends, cowherd boys. He gave them an opportunity to offer the food to Krishna, but they lost that opportunity. That was their greatest misfortune. This can happen in life, that human life is given to us to understand what is Krishna. If you do not understand Krishna, then what is the point in doing so many wonderful projects in this world? That is not going to be of any use. And in order to drive this point into our mind very strongly, these two different pastimes, one after the other, in the childhood of Krishna, is indicating, Sukadeva Goswami is saying to Parikshit Maharaj, that this was the purpose behind it, that Krishna has to be understood, and surrendering to Krishna is the highest religious principle in this world. There is no other higher religion than that. Accepting and sheltering, taking shelter of Krishna's lotus feet is the highest religious principle. So these two things, these two different pastimes, you can see, again, gopis were given benediction in one way, and wives of the Brahmanas were given benediction in a different way. So you can see that Krishna's mind, throughout Krishna's pastimes, you will find one devotee was not given the benediction in a similar way to another devotee. Everyone was given benediction in different way. To the wives of the Brahmanas, Krishna said, you go back and serve the Brahmanas, you will all be back to the spiritual world. To the gopis, Krishna said, that come to the, I'll give you the best opportunity in the next, in the autumn season, end of that, Sharad Hoel Pulla Malligaha, that in the Sharad season, in the Paurnami day, you will get an opportunity to associate with me. Krishna gave that opportunity to the gopis that day. So like this, different devotees, Krishna has dealt with them in different manner. That also you can see in these childhood pastimes. Just like different demons were killed in different ways. Not one demon was killed in the same way as the other demon. Similarly, giving benedictions also, Krishna gave different benedictions to different devotees in different times. That is what you will find in this childhood pastimes. So we'll continue from there where we stopped, I think, which was verse 15 in chapter 23. That's where we stopped last time. So we'll continue from there. So the cowherd boys have come to the wives of the brahmanas and they have asked for food because the brahmanas have rejected to give any food to Krishna and Balaram. They didn't. Shunando bina shushrubu. We saw that in the verse in earlier. In verse 9, Shrunanda obi na shushrubum. Although heard, but acted as though they have not heard the request from the cowherd boys. They were very, very hurt by this behavior of the so-called learned brahmanas. So they went back to Krishna and told them. They felt very insulted. Shrunanda obi na shushrubum. So if you speak to a deaf person and if he didn't hear, you don't take any offense about it. But if you say to someone who can hear and he acts as though he hasn't heard what you said, how much you will feel about it? That person has completely ignored you. And that's what the cowherd boys felt. So they came back and mentioned this to Krishna and Balaram. Krishna was smiling at that time, seeing the so-called brahmanas understanding of religious principles. And Krishna said to them, that to the cowherd boys, when you go begging, you have to tolerate a lot of things. That people may insult you. People may not give you what you want. So you have to tolerate that. That is necessary. And Krishna also told them, now that brahmanas have said no, go to the patnishala, where the wives of these brahmanas are sitting there and cooking different preparations. And the smoke was coming out from there. Go there and ask them for food. Tell them that Krishna and Balaram had come and they are waiting in the forest. They need something to eat. And if you can sense, give some prasadam. Don't say, use our names, Krishna says to them. Use our names to tell them that. And don't ask for yourself. If they are little intelligent and they are sensible, they will take care of you as well. That is what Krishna expected from them. So that's where we stopped. So here we have the cowherd boys speaking to the brahmanas now.
Mam yabayada patnibhya sasangarshanamagadam dasyandi kamam annam vasnigdhamayushidadhyaham.
That lady is there, the cowherd with the brahmana's wives, their mind is attached to me. So I know that they will give prasadam, they will give something for us to eat.
Gatvadha patnishalayam drishtvasina swalankadaha natva dijasadi rgobaha prashridaha idamabruvan.
We went to the patnishala. Patnishala is a place where the wives were sitting. And
drishtvasinaha swalankadaha.
They were seated there and they were thinking about their own unfortunate situation. They heard that Krishna and Balaram had come, but their husbands won't allow them to go. And therefore, they were feeling totally disappointed because they really didn't want to do the sacrifices, sitting there whole day in front of this fire and preparing things. Whereas they heard about Krishna and Balaram by now, that they have appeared in Gokul, in Vrindavanam. Their pastimes were going on. Kamsa had sent so many demons. They were all killed by Krishna and Balaram. And he is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Up to this point, they have heard from different sources. So when they have heard this, naturally the desire in the heart was to go and pay their respects to Krishna and Balaram. A strong desire came up in their heart. Why? Because they were devotees. That was the reason. Only if you are a devotee, you will have a desire to go to temple. Otherwise, you will wander around saying that Brahman is everywhere. Why do I have to go to temple? This question will come. But if you are a devotee of Krishna, you would like to go to temple, see Krishna at the temple, associate with the devotees, and relish Srimad Bhagavatam with the devotees, in the association of devotees, these things will automatically come. It is a natural thing to happen. So here, the brahmana's wives also felt, Krishna and Balaram had come so closely. And if we don't go and see them, what is the point in living like this? Such an opportunity had come to us, and that was burning their heart. When Krishna wants something to happen, when Krishna desires a devotee should come to him, Krishna will also make that desire in the heart of the devotee. That is how it is. That the same desire will develop in the devotee's heart also. That for a long time I haven't gone and seen Krishna. It is my duty to go and pay my respects to my Supreme Personality, Krishna. And that desire will automatically come into the heart of the devotee. This is the symptom of devotion. Krishna makes sure that the devotee never loses an opportunity. And that is what has happened. Gatvadhapatmishalayam drishtva sinaha swalam kradaha natva dijasadir goba prashridamidam abruvan namo mau viprabatnibhyo nibhodadavajam sina idu avidure charado krishnene heshidavayam. Then brahmanas have refused them. I mentioned before, this Brahmana's position was, they were so unfortunate. Why? Because Pretyananda Sukhayaja, Krishna considers a Brahmana's body is so valuable because in that body austerities and penances are much easier. Desire for sense gratification is minimum. Attachment for material life is nothing. All these things helps that body to develop Krishna consciousness easily. If you put one more step further, you are back in the spiritual world. That's the opportunity. Pretyananda Sukhayajam. That such an opportunity has been given. And they have lost that opportunity. That's what it means. When Vikramaditya, there was a great emperor who ruled India much later during the Mauryas period. And at that time, Vidwal Sadasa, as it is called, the great scholars and all, they assemble in this assembly. He had great poets, great scholars, and personalities like that in this who will give advice to king on different occasions. So among them, there was a great Brahmana by name Vararuchi. Vararuchi is known for his scholarship. Great scholar he was. And this Vararuchi, at one point, he had some karma to marry. In his chart, it was very clearly mentioned that he will marry a girl who did not belong to his community. In other words, Vararuchi came from a very higher, upper class Brahmana background, but future was such that he had to marry a girl who from the Varnashrama Dharma system, from a very lower community. So when this happened, there's a long story behind it. I will not go so detail into that because it takes a long time. So when Vararuchi had to eventually marry her, from that, Vararuchi learned the power of karma. Karma is such a powerful thing. No matter how much you try to dodge karma, or how much you try to think that, oh, I don't believe in karma, I'll do what I like. Krishna's laws, material laws are so powerful that it will follow you from one body to another body to another body. So that is why in the Vedic tradition that this nullifying karma, which is constantly creating new material bodies, is by accepting that karma, what's been given to you, and not trying to fight against it, thinking that by material adjustments one can escape from that. So however, Vararuchi married this girl, and from that marriage, she had about 12 children were born, 12 boys, all of them boys, 12 boys were born. Every time, after this marriage, Vararuchi could not stay in the court due to the particular social conditions those days. Vararuchi decided to go on a pilgrimage because after this marriage, Vararuchi realized that no matter how much you try to get out of the situation, you cannot get out. This was the realization Vararuchi got from this marriage. So Vararuchi married her, and she told her that I've decided to give up the service to Vikramaditya and I'm going to go on a pilgrimage. Vararuchi took his wife and they started traveling. And every time she became pregnant, Vararuchi will tell the wife, you leave the child there in the forest. Wherever they were walking through, wherever they were there, he will. Because Vararuchi says to her, if that child is born in this world, Krishna must have arranged his food also somewhere. It's not my duty to provide food. It is Krishna's duty to provide the food. Because by this experience with this marriage, Vararuchi realized that nothing can stop if something has to happen in life in that way. So one after the other, all these 11 children were left at different locations, And people from different communities brought them up. All of them. They were brought up by different communities. Some of them by the Brahmanas, some of them by the Kshatriyas, some of them from the Vaishyas, some of them from the Shudras, and some of them from the fifth class below that. So different communities brought up all of them. All these children were brought up in different conditions. So the Varanaji, eventually what happened to him was, one of their sons, born, he was brought up by a Brahmana community, but his mind was already a realized state of consciousness. All of them were very advanced devotees, but acted in this world as though they have no activity to fulfill in this world. And one of them, what he used to do, people used to think that he was crazy. But actually, for a materialist, a spiritually advanced person will look crazy, because he does not understand that the spiritual realizations and spiritual consciousness acts in a different way. So this particular person, he used to roll heavy stones right up to the top of a hill. With great effort, he used to carry this all the way. And from there, he will let it loose. It will come down. And he will love seeing this. When the stone rolls down from the top of the hill, he'll look at it and he'll start laughing. And that was his special pastimes. In one occasion, he used to, wherever he gets there, he will cook food there, whatever that's available. He'll ask people to offer him some food and he'll cook there, whether it is a cemetery or whether it's a temple, it doesn't matter. Such was the state of consciousness that personality had. So, the Brahmana situations are like that. We were talking about these Brahmanas. They have gone through all the different species of life and eventually got to this Brahmana's body where it is closed right up to the top of the hill. If you skid from there and fall back again to the lower bodies, what was the benefit of that? And that is what to learn from this. That having come to the human body itself is a big, big benefit. To get a human body itself is a great benefit. And even in that human body, jandhuvinam narajanma durlabhamato, that narajanma durlabham, that narajanmam is a very, very rare thing. And in that human body also, to get an opportunity to take birth in a family of spiritually involved personalities or who also encourage you in spiritual life, that is another great opportunity. So having got all that opportunity, if you just throw it away like this, where is the benefit? What was the benefit of getting that body? This is what the question is. The question is asked like this. What was the point in getting a human body? What was the point in getting a birth in a Brahmana family where there was an opportunity to cultivate spiritual life? Because Krishna has already says there that that body has been provided with certain benefits. And if one uses that, he is back to the spiritual world, doesn't have to come back again. So that is what says there, that the Namo viprabhatni bhyo nibho tadavajam sinaha ido vidure charado krishne neheshidavayam gascharayan sagobalai saramo duramagada bubukshinasya tasyanam sanugasya pradiyadam. Yeah. Cowherd boy said that Krishna and Balaram has come with them and they have come a long way from Rajam. And they are feeling hungry. This is all they said to the wives of the Brahmanas. And indicating to us, don't forget Krishna. This is the message. Don't forget Krishna under any circumstances. Tasyanyam sanugasya pradiyadam shrutvachidam upayadam nityam tadarshanol sugaha talkatha chiptamanaso babuvarujada sambhramaha. This is the verse indicating the wives of the Brahmanas, what they were at that moment, what they were thinking. Tal kadha chipta manaso. They were thinking about Krishna's different pastimes and activities, what Krishna has done up to that point. They have come to hear about that. Tal kadha chipta manaso vibhur jada sambhrama. That when the cowherd boys came and asked for food for Krishna and Balaram, they were in a total, they were in so much excitement about it. Naturally, they will be excited, isn't it? Some cowherd boys are coming and telling them, Krishna and Balaram is feeling hungry. They are waiting in the forest. They have come with us with the calves and the cowherd boys, and they are feeling hungry. Can you give some food for them? So at the same time, Krishna has made their mind also to think about him. Talkadha kshipta manasaha babur jada sambramaham shutva achyutam upayadam nityam tadarshanol sugaha. Every day, that's what they were looking for, to see Krishna somehow or the other. And Krishna has given them that opportunity.
Chaturvidam bahugunam annamadaya bhajanehi abhisastrupriyam sarva samudramivanim nagaham.
That this particular pastime is that chaturvidam bahugunam annamadaya bhajanehi. As soon as they heard this, there was no further discussion at all. They didn't even answer anything. All got up from their seats where they were sitting. All group of this Vaisudha Brahmana, they got up from there. Whatever pots were there, they started taking it straight away, ready to go. They didn't want to ask anyone, no discussion or answering anything like that. They didn't even think that what will happen to the sacrifice, whether they will be stopped by the Brahmanas or anything. No, no such thing. Somebody took the rice pot, somebody took all the chapati, somebody took all the puris, all the sabjis, pots, and the sweet rice. Everything that was prepared, chaturvidam bahugunam annamadaya bhajanehi, that four different kinds of food, chaturvidha shri bhagaval prasadam sadvana driptan hari bhakta sanghan, the four kinds of preparations that were all taken by all of them, all the women, and they started walking. They didn't even look. Sometimes things are falling off, like puppet and all were falling off apparently from the basket. They didn't even look at it. They just started walking with the cowherd boys. They didn't want to know anything, what goes on, what the husbands did or what they didn't do. They didn't bother anything about it. Chaturvidam bahugunam anamadaya bhajanehi. And that is why Sri Shukan uses the word there. Abhisastrupriyam sarvaha samudramivanim nagaha. Just like when the river flows into the sea, into the ocean, it just flows. It doesn't look this side, that side. Whatever that comes on its way, it takes along with it. But it doesn't stop. Because the attitude of the rivers is, our husband, the ocean is calling us. We have to go. That's where they were going. And they didn't stop for any. Similarly, that's the comparison Sri Shukana has given here. That the wives of the Brahmanas went to Krishna in that way. Samudramiva nimnagaham. Exactly like the rivers were flowing into the sea. The same way the wives of the Brahmanas went there. Nishidhyamana padivar bhradumar bandhumi sudaihi bhagavadi uttama shloke dirgashuddha shudashayaham. Then, whether their husbands or the others, they're going to stop them or anything, it did not, or they didn't think about their children or anything like that, didn't disturb them at that point in time. Somehow or the other, they wanted to get to Krishna. This opportunity has come once in a lifetime, opportunity they have got to bring prasadam and offer it to Krishna.
Yaminobhavane shokam navapallavamandide vicharandam vidam govai sagrajam dadushustriyaham.
When they arrived there with the cowherd boys and the wives of the Brahmanas together, they saw there Krishna standing there, and the beauty of Krishna at that time, and Krishna's friend Sridham, who was standing there as well. They looked at Sridham also and Krishna together, and Balaram was also standing there. So
Yaminobhavane Ashoka Navapallavamandide Vicharandam Pradam Gobai Sagrajam Dadushustriyaham.
So that is explained in the next two verses, what they saw.
Shyamam Hiranyabharidim Vanamalyabharkhadadu Pravalam Nadaveshamanu Vradamsem Vinyastahastam Idarena Dunanan Abjam Karnolpalalaka Kapolamukha Abjahasam Prayashuddha Priyadamodaya Karnabhuryai Asmin Nimagna Manasastamathakshirandraihi Andha Pravesha Sujiram Parirabhyadabam Pratyam Yathabhimadayo Vijahur Narendra.
So when they arrived there, what they saw was beautiful form of Krishna, and that's what's discussed in that verse. For the first time they saw Krishna in their life. For a long time they were desiring to see him, and they wanted to come and pay their obeisances to Krishna. So this was the first opportunity. As soon as they came, they left the pots, what they brought with them, and fell down at Krishna's feet. And they looked at Krishna. When they looked at Krishna, what Krishna was doing was, Krishna had one lotus flower in his hand, And with this lotus flower, Krishna was taking away, the pushing the flies away from Sri Ram's face. The flies were coming to Sri Ram's face, and that Krishna was noticing and disturbing Krishna also. So Krishna was moving the flies away with the lotus flower. It's not explicitly mentioned in the Bhagavatam like that, but some of the devotees, of great devotees, their understanding of this is like this. That this Sriram who was standing with Krishna that day was actually not Sriram. It was somebody else. Who was it? For a long time, in the early days, when Krishna was going to forest with cowherd boys, every day cowherd boys will come back and tell the gopis what happened in the forest. Krishna killed this demon, that demon, and we played these games. All their happiness, that the great fun they had with Krishna, they'll come back and report back at home. So Radharani also came to hear about everything what has happened. So one day Radharani said to Krishna, would you take me also to the forest with the cowherd boys? So it's not like these days today, you can go with the boys and girls easily. But there the restrictions were different. Krishna looked at Radharani, you can't come with me, he said to her. We are all boys going together, and there is no freedom for that. So Krishna said to Radharani, no, we will see, we'll think about it like this. Many times Krishna avoided the issue. Never bothered to take Radharani with Krishna to the forest. Every time he will give one excuse or the other. And he kept saying to her that, not today, another day. We'll make it another day. So it went on for quite a while. And one day, Radharani said to Krishna that, I think you don't like me. That is why the usual tactic started. I think you don't like me. That's why don't you tell me that straight away? Otherwise, this has been going on for quite a while now. You'll take me this day, that day, like this, that and the other. So ultimately, Krishna said, let me see. When the right time comes, I'll tell you when you can come. So it so happened one day, it was Sri Ram's birthday. So because it was Sri Ram's birthday, Sri Ram's mother told him that you stay home now. We have a big feast, you should stay home. And there are so many things on a birthday that brahmanas will come, they'll be fed, and they will bless the child also. This was all the tradition in those days. So the birthday child won't get an opportunity to go and play in the forest that day. So when Krishna knew that it was Sri Ram's birthday, Krishna went to Radharani and told her that tomorrow is Sri Ram's birthday. But you can come with us, provided you should dress up like Sri Ram and accompany us to the forest. I'll give you the signal enough in advance, but you should be fully dressed and ready, and you can just join us when we are on our way. Krishna said to Radharani. Radharani was said, whatever it is, at least I've been allowed to come. So she wanted to take the opportunity to go. So next day morning, she got up very early and started dressing like Sri Ram, because she has to be dressed like Sri Ram, isn't it? Nobody should know that it was Radharani. To dress for a boy like a girl is more difficult. But for a girl to be dressed like a boy is a lot easier. So Radharani got up very early and spent hours getting dressed herself like Sri Ram. Krishna has told her specifically that I would expect you that no one should find out when they see you that you are Radharani. One thing. Secondly, Krishna has also told her that don't say one word to anybody. If I say something, you just say yes or no, in a very short words, and no conversation at all. This and the other. Krishna has kept everything very confidential. So the next day, as usual, when the whole group started on their way to the forest, Krishna was using the horn to make the announcement for all the cowherd boys to come, and this new Sri Ram also joined the crowd. So when the new Sri Ram always kept close with Krishna, never moved away from the, even Balaram could not find out that it was Radharani dressed like Sri Ram. Such wonderful it was the arrangement. And when they came to the forest, after a while, everybody started feeling hungry, isn't it? I was mentioning that before. They had brought their breakfast that day, And they've eaten the breakfast. All of them ate the breakfast that day. And after eating the breakfast, hardly half an hour or an hour gone, they start feeling hungry again. And this time, the boys asked Krishna that we are feeling hungry, what do we do? Krishna says, we have got the prasadam, we can eat that. And that's what they ate. And there's nothing left now. But we were feeling so hungry again that Krishna says to them that the only option left is that go and beg food from the brahmanas. But by now, Radharani hasn't brought any food with her that day. Because of the whole time spent in dressing like Sridham, she couldn't get time in the morning to organize her food. She was thinking something Krishna will arrange for her in the forest. That was Radharani's thoughts. So everyone will eating together, she will also get something. But this particular day, unfortunately, everyone felt so hungry that there was not much Radharani got even when they took breakfast. So Radharani was more or less really starving that day. And when the Brahmanas sent this message back that they are not going to give any food, Krishna sent them back to the wives, and the wives came with these big pots of prasadam there. Radharani was standing, this new Sridham was standing next to Krishna. But one thing Krishna could not do anything about it. Because of this smell that was coming from Radharani's face, all these bees in the forest, they were coming there to Radharani and running and flying around Radharani's face. And Krishna was taking this lotus flower and waving in front of new Sridham's face to get rid of these bees from there. That Krishna couldn't do anything about it. And two things, the sweet fragrance from Radharani's face and as well as this long hair of Radharani, that were the two problems which was causing Krishna a big concern. That everyone who sees Radharani that day in Sridham's form, although she looked like Sridham, apparently these two things were causing a little bit doubt in Balram's mind. Who is this? Is it Sridham or somebody else? His thoughts were going through Balram's mind. But Krishna decided then that Radharani is feeling hungry. If Radharani feels hungry, what does that mean? It means the whole universe will feel hungry. That is how it is. She is the mother of the universe, isn't it? Radharani. So when Radharani felt hungry, Krishna decided that now that they have brought prasadam, Krishna arranged the whole feast to be served. And who served the feast? Krishna himself served the feast. The Brahmana wife said to Krishna that we will serve the feast to everybody. Everybody should sit down. Krishna said, no, I will help to serve the feast. This was the first time Krishna served the feast to others. Krishna enjoys serving feast. That you will only know when you go to the Rajasuyam sacrifice. In Rajasuyam sacrifice, when Yudhishthira Maharaj invited Krishna as the chief guest of honor, and at that point Krishna asked Yudhishthira Maharaj, what's my service? Yudhishthira Maharaj looked at him and smiled. What service do we have invited you here as our chief guest? And we have not asked you to do any service. So only thing is we have to look after the sages. Krishna thought that looking after the sages means I have to wash their feet. And also, Krishna enjoyed serving prasadam that day. That was the main business Krishna did, serving the sages with prasadam. Krishna did that in the Rajasuya sacrifice. And at one time, because there were so many people in the Rajasuya sacrifice, and there were not enough people to serve prasadam, like today, we also have the same problem, isn't it? Every morning Peter makes the announcement, how many servers we need. So same thing, Rajasuya sacrifice also, Krishna had a problem. Yudhishthira Maharaj had a problem. There were not enough people to serve the prasadam. Krishna took so many forms that day and started serving prasadam freely to everybody. Wherever we looked, there was somebody serving prasadam. People whom they have not seen even before. And that's what Krishna enjoyed serving prasadam. It will appear as though in this particular childhood pastime, Krishna enjoyed serving prasadam as though he was preparing himself for this, serving this big feast in the Rajasuya sacrifice, which lasted for 17 months and 17 days in Indraprastham. So that is history, comes much later. So Krishna enjoyed that, and Krishna served the feast also. He served the feast to all the cowherd boys, including our new Shridham. New Shridham was taking as much as he could because he was starving. And Krishna kept asking, don't cry anymore after this. This is the opportunity for you. Take as much as you want now and don't complain. And all the fine preparations what the wives have brought, Krishna kept serving them freely and kept asking our new Shridham. Shridham won't say anything, just showed with the hand, put in more in my plate. That's all new Shridham was saying to Krishna, and Krishna understood the message also. Said, and Krishna knew what was Radharani's favorite preparations as well. So knowing very well, that is one of the reasons why Krishna has taken upon the service of serving that day. He didn't want others to mess it up. So Krishna decided that Radharani should be fed very well that day, because he didn't want her to go back with an impression that after going with Krishna that day, that she had to starve. So all these things happened. And that is this scene today, that Brahmana wives were so fortunate. They fell, and ultimately the Brahmana wives served Krishna prasadam. This is all what they wanted. They didn't want anything else from Krishna. An opportunity to serve prasadam to Krishna. Very simple desire when you think about it. But the greatest jnanis and yogis and the great personalities, after millions of years, they try to come to this position. They can't get there. This is the difference. And the Brahmana's wives, they got that position. That is why a devotee's position is like this. That jnanis and yogis throughout life, just to get a glimpse of Krishna, they are struggling hard in trying to remember through meditation and through yoga system. And here the voices of the Brahmanas, a strong desire came into their heart. Somehow or the other, we wanted to serve Krishna prasadam. And the desire was so pure. Sarvadharman parityajya mamegam sharanam raja aham tvam sarvabhavebhyo mokshayishyami mashucham. That word, what Krishna has spoken in the Bhagavad Gita, he made it true here. That because the Brahmana's heart was so pure, the wives of the Brahmanas, they had such a pure heart. When they desired to offer prasadam to Krishna, Krishna accepted that directly. And that is the significance of this service from the wives of the Brahmanas. They had no material desires. They had such a pure consciousness, unlike their husbands. Husbands were thinking of going to the heavenly planets, enjoying the heavenly happiness. That is why they were performing the sacrifices. The wives didn't have that desire. Wives had only one desire. The only thing we know is to cook fine prasadam. We would like to cook and offer this to Krishna. And Krishna said, come, this is the opportunity for you to come and serve prasadam to not only to me, to Balaram, but to everyone in my group. And that was their greatest fortune also. So the wives of the Brahmanas fed this thing to Krishna. Ananyaschindayandomam yejanam pariyubhasade tesham nitya bhiyuktanam yogakshemam vahamyaham. If it is not true, all these verses in the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says this to Arjuna, ananyaschindayandomam, without any thought for anything else, yejana pariyubhasade, who serves me in the pure heart, tesham nitya bhiyuktanam yogakshemam vahamyaham. That I'll fulfill that desire and their welfare is in my hands. Krishna says, devotee doesn't have to worry about it. That is already taken care by Krishna, provided the heart has to be pure and the desire has to be sincere in one's heart. And they were that great, great devotees. So these wives, the Brahmanas, they got this opportunity to serve Krishna in that way.
Prayashruta priyadamodaya karnavuryai asmin nimagda manasastamadha kshirandrai anda pravesha sujiram parirabhyadabam prajnam yadhabhimadayo bijahur narendraha.
That tastada tyakta sarvasha prapta malpadidrakshaya vijnaya agiradrakdrashta praha prahasidananam swagadam o mahabhaga asyadam karavamagim yenno didrakshaya prata upamannamidam hivam. Unfortunately, when the wives of the Brahmanas came to see Krishna, everybody got up, took what they could, all the feast, what they have cooked, they took all the pot. They didn't think anything about it, whether if every prasadam is taken away, when the Brahmanas asked for it, what will happen. They didn't worry about it. They thought, this is Krishna is asking, we have to take it now. So they took it there and went. But Unfortunately, among them, there was a very, very old Brahmana lady, about 85, 90 years old. She was, by now, the whole body has become like this. Totally, you know how the old ladies, men also sometimes bend like this. She was in that stage. And when she heard, she also wanted to go with them. She also caught hold of something, but she couldn't go. By the time others left, and the Brahmanas, they first wanted to stop all of them, but they couldn't stop them. Only they could stop this old lady, no one else. Because Brahmanas were thinking, what are they up to now? All these women going away like this, with the pots and everything, to say Krishna, where they should be here in their sacrifices. But unfortunately, only this one person could not go. Among all the other were younger, and they all decided to go and they just left. So that thought that she could not go and see Krishna at that point, and Krishna and Balaram has come and asking for food, she thought for a second in her heart, what was the use of my life? Everybody else has gone to see Krishna and Balaram. It's me alone, because of my age and helpless condition of my body, I am stuck in this Patnishala, in this, in front of the smoke, and this Brahmanas, nobody is there to take me to see Krishna. When that intense thought came up inside, only once she had to call Krishna's name. And as soon as she called Krishna's name, she left her body there and fell down. And that was the greatest fortune. Although she didn't go, Krishna has made sure that this devotee does not miss out. If the desire is strong, that is what it says. That the because she was such a strong person, that she had such a strong desire to go and see Krishna. Swagadam bho mahabhagam asyadam karavamagim yenno tadrakshaya praptam upavannamidam hiva. What was that great sinful thing I have done that I cannot go and see Krishna? This was burning in her heart so strongly. Nanvadhamai kurvandi kushala swartha darshanaha agahai dukyam vavahidam bhakti malma priye yadham. That Krishna's nature is like this, that whatever may be the obstacle in a devotee's path in going back to Krishna, as long as the desire is there in the devotee's heart, nothing can stop a devotee going back to Krishna. Krishna won't allow that. It is not because of devotee's effort that he goes to Krishna. It is because Krishna pulls the devotee strongly. And in this influence of Maya in the material world, when a devotee falls away, Krishna actually feels compassion for the devotee, that he is not taking Krishna consciousness as strongly, he is not desiring. That is why he is not able to go back to Krishna. Nothing is an obstacle. In Ahaituki Apradihada, in the Bhagavatam, in the beginning, Vedavyasa Maharshi says there, Ahaituki Apradihada Yena Alpa Samprasidani. That it is by such a devotion, that such a strong desire that builds up, that is what one gets closer to Krishna. So when that has happened, even if there is such strong obstacles, Krishna will make sure that that obstacle will not be an obstacle in your return back home, back to Godhead. And that's what Krishna did in this case of this old Brahmana lady. When Krishna knew that all the Brahmanas were trying to stop her, her age was a disadvantage, her physical condition was a disadvantage, Krishna decided that now that she can come back, she doesn't have to waste time here, and took her back to the spiritual world. That is what Sri Shukan says to Parikshit also. Prana buddhi manaswalpam dharabhatyadana adaya yal samparkal priya asam stadago nabra priyaha tadyada devayajanam padayovo dvija adaya so satram barayishyandi ushmavir grahamedhinaha. So Krishna says to the Brahmana women that now you have given us sufficient prasadam and we are so pleased with the service. And the Brahmana women stood there and started looking at Krishna and knew Sridham and Balaram and all the other cowherd boys. So Krishna says to them, we are sufficiently fed now, we are satisfied, now you can go back. Krishna says to them. So when Krishna said to them, you can go back, they didn't want to go back. They wanted to stay. That's understandable. That what is the point in going back to that smoky place and sit in front of that fire all day and night and preparing for these brahmanas, these who have no interest in any spiritual life. On the other hand, all their interest was in going back to the heavenly planets. So thinking all that, they discussed each other and they said, we are not going back. We are staying here. They said, they wanted to join these cowherd boys and Krishna and Balaram. So at that point, Krishna said to them, no, you should go back. If you don't go back, that is not proper. He said, you have brought the prasadam for us. Tadyada devayajanam padayova dvijadayaham so satram parayishandi. Because brahmanas are waiting there, you should go and help them to complete the sacrifice. That is the duty of the wives. They are also part of the sacrifice. Yajamanan and Patni, they are the part of the sacrifice. They had to go there. So, but the brahmanas' wives were saying, what was the point in going there? This was their question. So, Patni Uju, the wives are saying to Krishna, what did they say?
Maivam vibhor hati bhavan gadidam rishamsam satyam kurushvanigamam navapadamulam praptopayam tulasidama padavasrishtam kesher nivodhumadilangya samastabandhun grinnandino napadaya pidarav sudavan bradra brenda sukhrudakudam eva janye tasmad bhava pravadayo padidalmanam no nanya bhavel gadirarindamatad videhim.
In those two verses were spoken by the wives of the brahmanas. What did they say? They said to Krishna,
Maivam vibhor hari bhagavan gadidam nrishamsam.
We have come and taken shelter of your lotus feet. That's what we have done. We have taken shelter at your lotus feet. And as far as we are concerned, once we have taken shelter, there is no question of you abandoning us. That is not fair. Because that's not what you have said before to others.
And praptovayam tulasidama padava srishtam.
And your promise is that once somebody has taken your full shelter, you will protect them. So you uphold your commitment. That's what they said to Krishna. You uphold your commitment. Because sarvadharman bharitejam, you said that in the Bhagavad Gita. And that is the normal commitment also from Krishna. When one surrenders to Krishna completely, in full surrender, then Krishna take care of that devotee. That is the agreement. So why now we are asked to go back? That was their question to Krishna.
Grinandino padaya pitarau suda grinandino na padaya pitarau suda avana bhradrubandha sukhrudakutameva janye tasmal bhaval prabadayo padidalpanam no nanya bhavel gadi arindamatadvidehi.
Please don't leave us. That is what their request was. Why? If we go back, our husbands won't accept us. And even father, children also, they'll find it very difficult. We don't want any connection with all these things. In other words, a very, very high degree of renunciation has already developed in their heart. This was an indication of that. That normally to give up, most difficult thing, to give up association with family, attachment to the wife and children and all that, husband, everything is there. So here, because after seeing Krishna and Balaram, and after the serving prasadam to them, already their attachment for material world has already gone away. That is what it is indicating in that verse. Just like when Kundi Devi said to Krishna, isn't it? Sneha bhasham imam chindi dradam pandushu vrishnishum. Please cut this knot of attachment. It is this attachment that is causing our biggest obstacle in our going back to Krishna. So knowing very well, Krishna has already given them that renunciation, detachment from this world. And that was reflecting in there, in these two verses when they spoke to Krishna. And in answer to that, Krishna gave them two reasons why they should go back. And that is what comes in the next one. Shri Bhagavan Uvajam
Padayona Bhyasuyeren Pidurbhyadra Sudadaya Logoschavo Mayobedo Deva Apyanumanyvadeem That Napredaye Nuragaya Angasangonranamiha Tanmano Mayunjanam Ajinan Mahamavapsyadam.
So, one thing Krishna made clear there. First thing was, if you stay here with me all the time, you won't think about me so much. That means, if you are away from me, now you have seen me. And when you go back, these thoughts will stay in your mind all the time. And not only that, you will always think about me and serving me in your, with your mind. And that will happen if you stay away from here. And that attachment and bondage will be a lot more stronger than when you are in my association here. That is what Krishna said to them. Therefore, it is better for you to go back, number one. Number two, Krishna says there, that if you go back, if you have a fear that the husbands will reject you, or they will give you trouble, don't worry about it. They will already be in a mood to receive you properly. Krishna gave this guarantee to them. Because they were very frightened how to go back. What will happen? What the husbands will say to them? Because husbands have rejected Krishna and Balaram by not offering any food. And now, if we go back after serving feast to Krishna and Balaram, how they will react to this? They were a little bit frightened about that. But Krishna told them, don't have to worry. When you go back, they will receive you properly. This was the guarantee, assurance Krishna has given to them. And their fear has gone. And not only that, Krishna said to them that you don't have to worry about the pots. Our cowherd boys, my friends, will bring them over. All these pots they'll bring there, empty pots. They will wash it, clean it up nicely, and hand over to you. You see, this pot washing after the feast, nobody likes it. Even today it is the same thing. And that is the most difficult job for the temple commander. Everyone will come for the feast. You look at the feast, everybody will be there. And everyone will enjoy the feast also. After the feast is over, when you want to wash the pots, you'll be going around looking for someone to wash the pots. Everybody will say, I've eaten so much, now I can't wash the pots. That'll be one excuse. Somebody else will give some other excuse. Anyway, washing pots is a difficult process at the end of a feast particularly. But you have to eat next day also, so you have to clean the pot, wash the pots again. You can't leave it like that. So, anyhow, it gets done somehow. All the big feasts have this problem, and whichever temple, all over the world you go, it's the same problem. It's not different. So, what has happened now is that Krishna, he wanted to even relieve that anxiety. They were not worried about washing pots, but Krishna said these cowherd boys, because they were fed so well, cowherd boys are also very enthusiastic to go back with the pots and wash them nicely, and they washed it and handed over all the pots there. But what happened there when they got back? That is in the next few words. Shri Shuka Vajam Itti Ukta Muni Matnyastam Yajna Vadam Punargadaha Tejana Suyava Swabi Sribi Satramabharayan. That when they got there, Brahmanas, they decided to complete the sacrifice with the help of these wives of the Brahmanas. Tatraiga vidrada bhartram bhagavandam yadha ashradam krudo bhaguhya vijahau deham karma anubandhanam. What happened was, when this old Brahmana lady died, who was quite old, that brought the Brahmanas into their senses. They thought themselves, what kind of people are we? Look at this, our wives and these old ladies. They, as soon as they got the opportunity, they took advantage of it. They went and saw Krishna, and now here she has left her body, chanting the Krishna's holy name on the lips. So when the Brahmanas heard she leaving the body, calling Krishna's name, they themselves felt, wow, stupid they were. In a second, everything can change in life. That is how things are. Today, you may be thinking that, oh, somebody is an atheist. But in a second, if Krishna wants that, he can become a devotee also. A first-class devotee, he can become, if Krishna wants that to happen. That is why, in spiritual life, without Krishna's mercy, nothing happens. And that is the only thing, everything happens also. And exactly the same thing, the Brahmana started lamenting now, that our wives were taught us a lesson now. Why? Suddenly the thought started coming to them. After all, they also had a nice life before. Unfortunately, they were misled by the propaganda of going to the heavenly planets and enjoying the heavenly luxuries. That's what they wanted to do. And they were trying to perform sacrifices to go to the heavenly planets. But when they suddenly this understanding came that the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna, is here with Balaram performing his pastimes, and an opportunity has come to serve them, we didn't take advantage of it. Our wives got the intelligence to think properly, and they went with the prasadam and fed them. And because they did that, that benefit came to the husband, and that changed their heart as well. So you can see, in a life, if one person becomes a devotee, every member in the family is benefited by that. It does not matter. Sometimes you always find in life also, husband is interested in Krishna consciousness. Wife is no interested. If you say to wife, come to the temple, she says, no, I have to go for the movie. Or I have to go somewhere else. Visit the relatives. Visit this, visit that. Or sometimes, wife is interested. But husband says, no, I have to do something else. These things can happen in life. There is no guarantee that everyone will get the opportunity, a right partner in life. That is also not there. But even in that situation, even if such a situation happens, through this pastime, Krishna has shown that if he is a devotee or she is a devotee, she should stick to that path strongly. And one day, when that becomes, attachment gets stronger, when the devotee is burning his or her heart in for Krishna's association, automatically, by Krishna's mercy, the other person will also change his heart. And that change of heart of the brahmanas is what is discussed in this next verse, how that change happened.
Shri Shuka Vajam Ityukto Amuni Vatnistam Yajna Vadam Punar Gadaha Teja Anasuyeva Swami Stribi Satrama Parayan Tatraiga Vidhrada Bhartra Bhagavandam Yatha Shudam Hrudova Guhyu Jahau
Deham Karma Anubandhanam. See that word, Deham Karma Anubandhanam. Brahmanas were intelligent because they were able to think enough. They were not, they had knowledge of the Shastra also. And they knew this material body can collapse any time because karma is, that is what is sustaining this material body. Deham karma anubandhanam. It is linked to karma. In other, what sustains this material body? It's karma, that is. Prarabdham is sustaining this material body. Deham karma anubandhanam.
Bhagavan abhigovinda staneivannena gopakan chaturvidhena shaitva swayam jabubuje prabhum.
Then Krishna has served this feast to everybody and himself also fed nicely.
Swayam cha bubuje prabhum evam leela naravapur nriloga manishilayan iremego gobagobinam ramayan rupa vakradehi.
After that, Krishna spoke nicely to all the cowherd boys and also to these boys of the brahmanas and everything. And he, seeing Krishna's beauty at that time with Sridham, who looked more beautiful, they were enjoying this particular pastime.
Athanu smritya viprasti anudapyan kudagasaha yad vishveshwarayo yaja nyamahan manruvidambayom.
The brahmanas, they were feeling very, very guilty that day after this incident. They felt, what kind of people are we? What have we? Why have we become like this?
Adhanu smritya vipramste anvadapyan kudagasaha yad vishveshrayo ryajanyan mahama nirvidambayohom drishtva strinam bhagavadi krishne bhaktimalaukikim atmanam jadayahinam anudaptavyagarhayan.
They are cursing themselves and thinking about their wives. Look at their good fortune. What an attachment they had for Krishna, and how quick and intelligent they were in deciding to go to Krishna straight away without caring for anything. That is intelligence. This is called intelligence. Intelligence means that when a life and opportunity is given to serve Krishna, to utilize that. That is the intelligence. Otherwise, where is intelligence? What is the point in knowing all the Vedas and Shastras and everything at the end if there is no desire to serve Krishna? Sometimes these situations happen. You can always notice this also. Sometimes it happens. It's a small example. Sometimes husband and wife comes to the temple. The wife wants to go and see Krishna at the temple, hear a few minutes of Kirtanam or Srimad Bhagavatam, or want to pay the obeisances to Krishna. And her mind is attached to Krishna. She wants to see Krishna. And this opportunity she doesn't get very often. Perhaps once a week or once a month. Or who knows, sometimes once a year even. And when that things are like that, whole day and whole week while at home, she is thinking, when if she is a devotee, and she will think that this is my opportunity, one day I will go there. And always will be waiting and looking forward to come to the temple to see Krishna on a Janmashtami day or on a Govardhan Puja day or any other important day like that. These are all normal life. In everyone's life, these things do happen. But husband is not interested. Husband says he is busy with so many other things. And she tries to convince him in many ways that unless and until one takes Krishna's shelter, what was the point in this married life and everything? What is the benefit from all these things? All this discussion goes on at home with every husband and wife. There's no question about that. But husband is not accepting because he has studied, read some books, and he has understood there is something different he has to do. He's not willing to accept Krishna's words or Krishna's authority. And he's not considering Krishna as the... But in order to keep peace at home, he tells her, I'll take you to the temple. You go and do what you want to do. I'll be around. And when you're finished, you come and you'll come back. All these arrangements they make each other. So this kind of situation can happen even in today's life. So sometimes you can see also, wives will go to the temple. They'll pay their obeisances and see Krishna a few minutes in front of the deity. Give them some happiness in life and some memory to take them back. Husband will stand around Radharani's bakery buying something, having a nice feast there. Let my wife do what she has to do because he has already decided, I don't have to go to the temple. Krishna is everywhere. Why should I go there? This kind of arguments will come from him because he is seeing Krishna everywhere already. He doesn't have to go to the temple anymore. So when you have such an advanced husband, what do you do then? So it becomes very difficult for the wife also. So she has to tolerate. She has to wait till that person comes down to the level to see Krishna in the deity at least, before start seeing Krishna everywhere. At least first you have to see Krishna in the deity, then you can see Krishna everywhere. But he will use all logic and reasoning to tell her so that somehow or the other he won't go in to the temple. He will go everywhere else. He'll go to Goshala and see all the cows there. He'll go to the Tulsi house and see the Tulsi there. See all his friends outside. Have a chat with them about business, economy, everything. And do everything, how much business he's doing, how is the business going. Everything will be discussed, except going into the temple room. So this is how life is. And that can happen today. What has happened to these brahmanas is very much true even today also. It's not much different. So these kind of situations happen. When they go on pilgrimage, husband and wife goes on pilgrimage. And they go to visit different temples in India. After all, that opportunity doesn't come very often. When you get that opportunity, you utilize it. So when they go there, these temples will start worship early in the morning, 3 o'clock or 2:30, 3 o'clock in the morning. And by about 9, 10 o'clock, most of the morning program is finished. But our so-called husband, he can't get up that early. It's difficult for him. He gets up at about 7, 8 o'clock, he's used to that. And by the time he gets ready, the temple is closed. So then the time left is in the evening. So he doesn't have so much time also. He has gone a few 4 or 5 weeks holiday there. So he's thinking that, well, if the time doesn't suit, what can I do? Krishna's time is different, my time is different. And so he goes to the bazaar or market looking for something else. So he has come all the way, traveling to Badrinath or Kedarnath or Vrindavanam or wherever it is, and spends all his time in Loy Bazaar or in another bazaar, wouldn't have time to visit any of these great temples what Krishna's devotees have built for us to benefit. So these kind of situations do happen even today. It's not that it just only happened in the case of the brahmanas and their wives. And that's why it is saying that Krishna is saying that even in that situation, wise words also can happen. Don't think that it happens only in this way. It were otherwise also. Husband is interested, but wife is saying, oh, why should I waste my time? I got better things. I got my friends to visit. I got my relatives are coming today. I have to entertain them. This, that, and the other. There will be millions of excuses in the material world if you are looking for it. So this kind of situation when it happens, even in that situation, one should continuously persist one's spiritual life. Because at the end, when Krishna wants that to happen, if he sees that the devotee is serving, if there is an obstacle for that, in the ways of the brahmana's wives, the obstacle was their husband. And that obstacle, Krishna has changed in a few minutes in this way by changing the way of thinking. That has changed at that time. And that's what's mentioned there. The lamentation of the Brahmanas is in the next few verses. Adha anusmritya viprasthe anudapyan kridagasaham vishveshayoryaja mahanmanavidam bayoho drishtvastrinam bhagavadi krishne bhaktimalaugigim almananjadayahinam anudaptavyagarhayan. That they were cursing themselves and glorifying their wives. And glorifying their wives, why? Because they had such a spontaneous attachment for Krishna. That is what matters in life at the end. And that they had. And that is what they didn't have. The men didn't have. The Brahmanas were cursing themselves. Anudapta vyagarhayan dik janma nastrividyam dikbradam dikbahutnyadam dikulam dikriyadakshyam vimukhayetva dhatokshajem. They were feeling so guilty in their heart. They were saying like this, what was the use of this great education we had, learned in all the shastram? What was the use of performing all these great sacrifices? Very learned in performing all the sacrifices. All the mantras they knew, all the Yajurvedam, completely related to all the yajnas. They were fully aware of all that things. They're saying, what is the point? In addition to that, they were saying, all these austerities and penances we were performing, what was the point? The golden opportunity came and we missed it. Dik janmam, plus again the birth we had as Brahmanas, what was the use? Dik janmam natrivididyam dikbradam dikbahuchyadam dikkulam dikriyadaksham vimukhaye tvathokshajem. If you turn your mind away from Krishna, vimukhaye tvathokshajem. If you take your mind away from Krishna like this, what was the point of doing all these things? Sometimes you see that also. Some people will come to the temple and they will come right up to the front of the deity and they'll be looking somewhere else. Instead of looking at Krishna, they'll look somewhere else. So, dikulam vittimukhaye tvathokshajem. That every senses, all what Krishna has given us in this body is to be offered to Krishna's service. It's meant for that. If it's not done, what was the point? That is what the Brahmanas are coming to realization. Nunam bhagavado maya yoginam abhimohini yadvayam guravo nranam swarte mukhya mahe dvijaha. Now they were thinking, how powerful maya is. This is how maya is. When maya wants, maya akhadidagadina padiyasi maya. That maya's nature is that we may think that we are very clever in this world. We may think that we can handle many, many things in this world, many different situations. But when you are subjected to maya, you will not get the right thinking or right intelligence at the right time when it is required. Maya will take away that knowledge. That is how maya works. You may be very intelligent. Intelligence has no value. Unless and until you escape from unless you have the mercy from Krishna, maya can put the block there. And that's what they have done. And they realize it now. Why we thought like that? They analyze themselves. Why did our mind turn away from Krishna so much that we could not go with the wives and offer our obeisances to Krishna after such a glorious opportunity was given to us? This was hurting them, and they were feeling guilty about it. So heavy that they were continuously speaking about it. Aho pashyadanarinam api krishne jagalguru durandhavavam yo vidyan yo vidya mrityubhashan grihabhidan. After seeing that lady, the old lady, escaping from this world in such a nice way, chanting Krishna's name, they realized it. Mrityubhasha grihabhidan. She has broken away from the death. Death cannot disturb her anymore. She has escaped from death once for all. This is there. Brahmanas knew this very well. All these thoughts came to them. Mrityubhasha grihabhidan durandhavavam yo vidya mrityubhashan grihabhidan. They have broken that mrityubhasham, the rope of death, cycle of birth and death, that she has broken. Aho pashadanarinam abhi krishne jagal guru. Krishna is the supreme jagal guru, supreme personality of Godhead and supreme spiritual master also. And Brahmanas were trained in Vedic culture, so they should know this. They should have known this, who Krishna was. Instead, they acted like this and they were feeling guilty about it. And that's what I'm saying. Narinam abhi krishne jagal guru durandabhavam yo avidyamrityuvashangrihabhidan nasam dvijadi samskaro
na nivaso gure avavi na tavo alpamimamsa na shaujam na kriya shubham.
Then as far as the wives were concerned, they were not very educated or learned in any literature, Vedic literature or anything. But ultimately what is required they had. That is what it is pointing out. Nasam dijadi samskaro na nivaso guravabi na tapo alpamima amsa na shaujam na kriya shubhaha adhavi uttamashloke krishne yogeshwareshwere bhaktirdrida na jasmagam samskara adimadamavim.
What was the harm? Although they didn't have any of these things.
Adhavi uttamashloke krishne yogeshwareshwere. Yogeshwareshwara, Krishna is addressed here as Yogeshwareshwara. That means all the yogis, their Ishwara, and their all these Yogeshwara, they are all called Yogeshwara, and their Ishwara is Krishna. In other words, among all the yogis, Krishna is the greatest supreme yogi also. Krishna Yogeshwareshwara Bhaktir Drida Najasmagam Samskara Adimadamavim.
After doing performing, Brahmanas go through so many different samskaras. There is about 40 samskaras listed for Brahmanas before they finish their marriage. Up to Samavartanam is the last one, and then marriage. So these 40 samskaras are meant for what? To purify oneself so that one can understand the purport of the Vedic literature. That is why all these samskaras are done. So even after performing all these samskarams also, purificatory ceremonies, at the end, if one has not developed attachment for Krishna, what was the use? That's what they are saying here.
Adhavi uttama shloge krishne yogeshwareshwari bhaktir dridha najasmagam samskaradi madamavim nanu swartha vimodhanam brahmattanam grihehaya aho nasmarayamasa gopavakyai sadam gadi.
They were also feeling guilty because the cowherd boys have come and we ignored them about it. Because of our selfishness. We were so selfish. We acted so selfishly by not caring for them and offending them, not even listening to them when they came to invite us. Such an opportunity, who will get it? Krishna is sending his own people and why asking you to do give some service to them. And you have completely rejected that. And that was hurting them very, very strongly. And Krishna said to the Brahmana women when they were going back, do not lament about it, because Krishna said to them, by your association, they will also go back to the, you will go back to spiritual world. There is no question. Krishna said to the Brahmana's wives. But because if you go back, due to your association, your husbands also will go back to the spiritual world. So for that reason, you should go back, Krishna said to them. Just see how kind Krishna was to them also, to the Brahmanas as well, because their wives were so devoted to Krishna. Seeing their devotion, Krishna decided to send them back. And sometimes people think, why should I bother now about the husbands? He can leave, he can go wherever he wants to go. And that way also people may think that I'm going back, I'm okay, now why should I worry about somebody else? Krishna says, no, not like that. That is not, there's an interesting story about it. That in the olden days when there was no electricity or anything, people used to walk. They also had to walk still even the night time. So they will make some fire and hold a lamp in the hand and they'll walk. So one day one person was trying to cross a river, and it was late in the evening when he arrived there. So he had this oil lamp with him. And seeing him with an oil lamp, somebody else also joined him with him. And he said to him that so this person asked him, where are you? He said, I'm going to the same place where you're going. He said, so because you got the light, I thought I can share the light with you. Because there's no electricity or anything, you can't remember in the villages how it is. So this person says to him, who had the lamp with him, he says, no, that you can't do. Because this is my lamp, you should not share my light. He says, this light is for me, I paid for it. You can't have it like this. So there are people like that, with that attitude also, that they're thinking that I'm going to spiritual world, you stay here, you don't worry about anything now, but you become yourself qualified and come back. Krishna doesn't agree with that. Krishna says, you have become a devotee and I'm offering you a back home, back to spiritual world,
And in that process, while going back to the spiritual world, whoever you can help, due to your association, Krishna says, due to your association, they will also become devotees, and that pleases Krishna. That is important point. That's what Krishna told them. Manuswartha vimodhanam pramattanam grihehaya ahonasmareya maasa gobavake sadam gadihim anyatha purnagamasya kaivalyadyashisham pade ishidavyaikimasmabi ishasayadvidambanam ishasvaitadvidambanam itvanyan bhajadeyam shri padasprashashaya sakral atmadoshabhavargena tadyajnya janamohinim. At that time, Brahmana's mind started changing. They started saying like this, that Krishna has done this deliberately to give us some mercy. Otherwise, it should not have happened like this. The way the whole thing has developed shows clearly that Krishna had some desire to give us some mercy. Otherwise, it would not have happened. Like this, the Brahmanas were feeling a little bit happiness. And Hitvanyan bhajaneyam shri padasprashashaya sakral atmadoshabhavargena tadyajnya janamohinim. Normally, Shri, that is Mahalakshmi, also is serving Krishna's lotus feet to get some service to serve Krishna. And she begs to Krishna for some service. And here, our wives have brought this opportunity to serve. Unless otherwise, Krishna had some good thoughts for us, this would not have happened. Deshagala pratagdravyam andradandratyujogmaya devadayajamanasya kradurdharmasya enmayaham sayesha bhagavan sakshal vishwiryo yogeshwarishwara jado yadushitishanma abhimudhanavidmahim. Then desham, kalam, pratagdravyam, mandram, tandram, all these things, the nature, everything is Krishna's forms, different forms of Krishna. They are present in the Vedic culture. Everything what we do has some relationship with Krishna. Just like in the Varaha incarnation, if you see, it is called the Yajna incarnation of Krishna. Why? Through Varahamurti's appearance, what has the whole prayers of Varahamurti, if you look in the Shrimad Bhagavatam, you will find it is relation to Vedic sacrifices. So everything in Vedic sacrifices is related to Krishna directly or indirectly. And that's what is mentioned here, that this is all Krishna's different forms, and we are sticking to all that instead of the personality of Godhead, Krishna himself. That's what where we have failed. Krishna bhagavan sakshal vishwaryogeshwareshwara jado yadushati shunma abhimudhanavidmahim. Then we knew that Krishna has appeared in the family of Yadavas, in the Yadu dynasty. Krishna has appeared, and in spite of that, we were so foolish and ignorant that we did not take notice of that, act properly. Aho vayam dhanyanama yesham dhanyastadrashi sriyaha bhaktyaya sammadirjada asmagam nishchala hari haraum. That ultimately they were feeling indebted, or they were feeling obliged, or they were feeling a great gratitude to their wives for bringing them to this realization. You will naturally feel like that, isn't it? That when one, sometimes in life, we make such mistakes, not knowing what was the right thing to do, and somebody takes you in the right direction, you feel gratitude to them, especially to the spiritual master. That is your gratitude to the spiritual master for directing you in the right direction. And that is what has happened here also. Because they had the devotion, we also got the devotion now. That come to that realization, that they also started getting attached to Krishna, because the wives had the pure devotion to Krishna. That's what they started feeling now. Tam aho vayam dhanyadama yesham nastadrashi istriyaha bhaktyaya sam madirjado asmagam nishchala haram namastubhyam bhagavane krishna yakundhamedhase yenmaya mohidadiyo brahmama karma varmasum. Ultimately, they fell down and started paying obeisances to Krishna. Just see how in a second such people can also change. That namastubhyam bhagavade krishnaya kundhamedase yenmaya mohidadhiyo. How much we were captivated by your maya, they were saying to Krishna, that we did not do the right thing at the right time. Because for a brahmana, such a thing to happen is an unusual thing. Normally, they are supposed to be the the epitome of the Vedic culture, especially the spiritual culture. They uphold pure devotion and pure knowledge. All these things are expected from them. And in normal circumstances, they act or are supposed to act in that way. And when they realize that, what a blunder they have committed, they are saying this, En maya mohita diyo brahmama karma varpaso. By your maya alone, we were captivated. And not only that, it is that maya that keeps us through these different bodies. See, they had the perfect knowledge in them. You can see, they had no difficulty in accepting that the body is constantly being changing. Brahmama karma varpaso. Karma will take you through different bodies. And they were frightened, that boy, not taking this opportunity, that they may have to fall back again to 8.4 million different species again. So they were mentioning this to Krishna. Savaina adya purusha sumaya mohidalmanam avijnadhanubhavanam chandumarhyadikramam. And then they felt and they started speaking, asking for forgiveness to Krishna for what they have done. Chandumarhyadikramam. That forgive us for what we have done to you. And they felt so guilty about it, that such a thing they have done in their, as a brahmana's life, to commit such an offense. For a brahmana, wealth is not an attraction. Nothing is an attraction except the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And an opportunity like this, if they miss, they consider it as the greatest misfortune in life. And they felt that guilty consciousness was, and they were really guilty, that they expressed this in very strong words in these last few verses. Ultimately, Sri Shukan concludes that chapter with another important realization. What was that? Iti svaghamanuspratyam krishnede kradahelanaha didrikshavopyachudayo kamsal bhidana chachalan. That why did this happen to that brahmanas? Sri Shukan says there, Iti svaghamano smritya krishnede hridayalanaha. Then how come a brahmana's mind could turn against Krishna like this? If it happens to somebody else, they couldn't understand, because of the tamogunam and all that. Tamogunam normally doesn't allow us to come closer to Krishna. That is what is normally keeping us away from Krishna, rajogunam and tamogunam. But in a brahmana's case, they are normally in the satugunam, in the mood of satugunam. So satugunam would not allow you to go in a wrong direction like that. And they were feeling guilty. Didrikshavo opi achudayoho. And they had didrikshavo opi achudayoho kamsal bhidana cha chalan. They had the desire to see Krishna also. It is not that they didn't have a desire to go and see Krishna. Desire was there. But temporarily at that moment, they made a decision not to go. Why? Kamsal bhidana cha chalan. They were frightened of Kamsa. Because by now, you see, brahmanas have heard that they have born, Krishna and Balaram has appeared to kill Kamsa. And they were under the ruling of Kamsa. Kamsa was their king. And they thought that if we go and pay our respects to Krishna and Balaram, will Kamsa take note of it and take action against us in some way? This happens, isn't it? Even in this world, today also it can happen. Sometimes you have to please so many different people. At that time, you also think, oh, what will he think about it, so I won't go. So this kind of situations do develop in life due to various reasons, whatever it may be. These things can happen. Kamsal bhida anacha chalan. But whatever it is, under whatever circumstances happens in our day-to-day material life, one should always take note of this, that opportunity to see Krishna, association with Krishna's devotees, is a very, very rare thing in life. And when one gets it, no matter how much difficulties one may have in one's own spiritual life, in relationship with others, still, when it comes to Krishna consciousness and giving an opportunity to serve Krishna, one should take full advantage of it. That is what it says in these verses. And something else also. When all these things was happening, that you would have normally thought that Krishna would have felt unhappiness towards the brahmanas, isn't it? That's what Krishna would have thought. Krishna would have punished them. No. Krishna didn't feel any unhappiness towards the Brahmanas. On the other hand, to whom did Krishna feel unhappiness, angry about? Krishna felt angry towards Indra. This is what has happened. Why? Because as far as Krishna was concerned, Krishna was waiting for this opportunity to come. And that opportunity had come now. Why? When the Brahmanas were performing sacrifices, all these demigods are coming and accepting the offering there. Havis is accepted by the demigods. When they accept the Havis, and this is given to them by Krishna's mercy. Krishna has told the demigods, you become prosperous in your life also by accepting the offering from the human race. They'll make the offering and you accept it. And you will also get the benefit from that. And pass that on, and the demigods are supposed to offer their respects to Krishna in view of that. But our Indra, the great personality here, he came there to the sacrifice, because it was a proper Vedic sacrifice, and all the demigods do come, and they receive the offerings also. But he thought that, I'm being worshipped here, so I must be a great person. Actually, it was the duty of Indra to tell the Brahmanas to go and offer everything to Krishna. Because ultimately he is the Bhoktaram Yajnadabasam Sarvaloga Maheshwaram. In the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna is saying this. All sacrifices are ultimately meant to be offered to Krishna. It is Krishna is the supreme enjoyer of all the sacrifices. Bhoktaram Yajna Tapasam Sarvaloga Maheshwaram. All the planets are under Krishna's control. And Yajnam, all the sacrifices, tapas, all the austerities and penances are all meant to please Krishna. And here, Krishna was sitting there waiting for food to be offered. And our Indra goes there, sits there, and eats happily. Everything that was offered, he receives it. Without even instructing them, Indra knew very well that Krishna was there in the forest and sent this message for food. And it was Indra's duty to tell the Brahmanas that what they should have done. Instead, he didn't do that. So, this was the right time now. Indra needs a lesson to be taught. And so, the whole situation developed like this. Brahmanas were not at fault. As far as Krishna is concerned, Brahmanas were not at fault. In ignorance, they were performing sacrifices. And there were Indra's names are all mentioned there also while performing the sacrifices. They were receiving it. But the next important duty for Indra was to offer that to Krishna, to sell the Brahmanas to go and pay their respects to Krishna and offer all the prasadam. But instead, he sat there comfortably because he thought, if I tell these Brahmanas that everything should be offered to Krishna, they'll start thinking that I am not the authority, greatest authority. So he felt ashamed apparently for some time that Krishna was controlling him. He didn't want that to be disclosed to everybody else. He wanted to keep it to himself. Sometimes this happens also, that this kind of mind happens, that didn't want to acknowledge Krishna's position. So Krishna also thought, Krishna actually really got angry that day with Indra, and he decided to teach him a lesson. And that is how Govardhana sacrifice begins in the next chapter. From now on, another 3-4 chapters is Krishna's pastimes with Indra. Indra by nature is a good person. There's no problem with him. But his difficulty is due to this rajogunam in him. And also sometimes the Indra is always carried away by his opulences. And the material and the heavenly happiness sometimes takes him to the point to start thinking and becoming offensive to Krishna. Like Brahma learned a lesson earlier, isn't it? We studied that earlier in the Valsasayam or Brahma Vimohanam Leela. How Brahma had to learn a lesson in a very hard way. And now it is Indra's turn. Indra had to learn that lesson. So accordingly, the whole Krishna is now 7 years old. That is when this Govardhana Udharanam or lifting the Govardhana hill happened. One of the most important pastimes of Krishna, very much enjoyed even today by the devotees. A special festival, a very, very special festival. very fond of those who are fond of cows and the Brahmanas and Krishna. They relish this festival more than any other festival, even more than Janmashtami, because the feast is on the midday, not in the midnight. So when you are fully ready to and not only that, the feast is shown to you in the form of Govardhana Hill. So that also makes it a wonderful, wonderful experience of Krishna's beautiful childhood pastimes of Vrindavanam. So we are now moving on to that chapter of the next chapter, which is Krishna's pastimes with the Nanda Maharaj, Indra, and all the other cowherd boys and all the members of the Nanda Maharaj family and the members of the Vrajam of the Vrindavanam. All together, everyone is involved in this. You can see, only a few days ago, what did Krishna do? Krishna was sitting and enjoying the feast with his friends, isn't it? With cowherd boys, he was enjoying the feast. Valsanmunjan kojita samayem. We were discussing this before in another chapter, that how Krishna enjoyed eating with the cowherd boys. That is a special verse in the Bhagavatam discussing that also. This time, Krishna asked the wives of the Brahmanas to bring plenty of prasadam. They brought and he ate the feast with them as well as with the other cowherd boys. Now, in the next one, in this Govardhana Leela, Krishna is enjoying the feast with everybody. So that is another big difference. Earlier, Krishna gave the opportunity only with his cowherd boys to eat when he ate in the forest. The first time when they went to Akasura's mouth that day. So that time, Krishna enjoyed the feast with his friends, cowherd boys. Second time, Krishna invited the wives of the Brahmanas to bring all the preparations and ate the feast with them and with the cowherd boys all together. Now in this instance, this is the next one, another much bigger scale this feast is, and much more interesting than any other feast. In the Govardhana appearance, Krishna is having the feast with everybody else, all the members of the family. Shri Shuka Uvajam Bhagavan Abhidatraiva Veladevena Samyuda Apashyanneva Sangoba Indrayagakrito Dhyaman. Bhagavan Abhidatraiva Veladevena Samyuda Apashyanneva Sangoba Indrayagakrito Dhyaman. So one day, what did Krishna see? Krishna was 7 years old, remember that? And he was looking around everywhere at home. And he saw that everyone was extremely busy with something. Big planning going on at home. And he thought that this is not something I have seen at this time of the year. Krishna knows once a year it happens. That he knows when it is. But that was not in this month. This is autumn season is finishing now. But that day is somewhere in the middle of the summer it is. So Krishna knew, and that was just finished a couple of months back. But now there was another big preparation going on at home. For Nanda Maharaj is busy, Yashoda is busy, Rohini is busy, all the cowherd men are busy, everybody is busy. Krishna is noticing that. Shri Shuga Vajam Bhagavan Abhidatraiva Baladevena Samyuda Apashyanivasan Goba Indrayagakrito Dhyaman. Krishna has noticed all the Gopas are busy with this Indrayagam, sacrifice for Indra. Tadabhijno Abhi Bhagavan Sarvalma Sarvadarshanaha Prashraya Vanado Prachar Ruddhan Nandapurogaman. Krishna's attitude, Krishna says, Tadavitnyo Bhivagavan. Krishna knew everything what was going on. Sarvalma Sarvadarshanaha. He is the super soul of everybody. So what does he not know? And what else? Sarvadarshanaha. He sees everything what is going on. And knew everything what was going on. Still, Prashray Avanado Prachan went to Nanda Maharaj and acted in a very, very humble way. He says to Nanda Maharaj, Vridhan Nanda Puryogaman. That Nanda Maharaj and other older members of the cowherd boys, they were all cowherd men, they were all sitting together and discussing. They were planning this project of Indrayagam. So Krishna goes there. And Krishna thought, I am only a child, 7 years. I should be very respectful to all these older members of the the family. And so he became very humble, it says here. Prashraya vanado prachan vriddhan nandapurogaman. Went up to Nanda Maharaj and started speaking like that. Kathyadame pida koyam sambhramo va upagadaha. My dear father, please tell me, what is this all about? He says, I'm sorry, he says, I don't know, I'm only a child, I'm asking you. What is this all this thing going on? There is something going on. Everybody is so busy with this. Kathyadame pida koyam sambhramo va upagadaha. Why everyone is in so much excitement? What is that causing this excitement? He started asking them. Because he was seeing that they were so busy that they had no time to. It was something unusual that was happening there. Children are like that. If anything happens at home, which is not normal, they are the first to sense that. And they will also start wondering, what is this happening today in the family? Or these things do happen. It's the child's mind is like that. Kim phalam kasya jodesham kena va sadhyade makaham. What is the goal of all these things? What is expected? Kasya jodesham. What is this great effort? What is being planned? Please tell me what it is. And what are you expecting from this? You must have some plan in your mind. And sadhyade makaham. What is the sacrifice you are planning for? It looks like a sacrifice. Edal bruhi mahan kamo mahyam shushrushave pidaha nahim gopyam hi sadhunam krityam sarvatmanamiham. Edal bruhi mahan kamo mahyam shushrushave pidaha nahi gopyam hi sadhunam krityam sarvatmanamiham. So Krishna is speaking a little philosophical now. Krishna is saying there to Nanda Maharaj, that is there anything that has to be kept as a confidential thing that I should not know? Maybe you may be thinking that I am a young boy, 7 years, that there is these things you don't have to know. If that is what you are thinking, I do not think like that, Krishna says, because you great devotees or great sadhus, they do not keep anything confidential from others. They will openly be, they'll honestly tell us. Therefore, please tell me, Edat bruhi mahan kamo mahyam shushrushave pidaha. I am eager to find out what this is, Krishna is saying. Nahi gopyam hi sadhunam krityam sarvatmanamiha. When the great devotees, when they perform something, there is nothing confidential about it, is there? So Krishna was trying to be much more as diplomatic and nice to Nanda Maharaj, to get to know from Nanda Maharaj what was the plan. And sarvatmana amiha, and Krishna is seeing some logic also in the next verse. Astya astya subhaya drishti amitro dasta vidyusham udasino rivadurjya atma vel sukhrachyade. Krishna is saying here that astya subhaya drishtinam amitro dasta vidyusham, that normally for personalities who are advanced in spiritual life or who have some higher understanding of life, they will have an equal vision to everybody. They will not consider, he is my friend, he is my enemy, he is indifferent to me. This kind of things will not happen in one's life. And that is not usual for the people who are a higher understanding of life. They do not think like that. Even they will see everything that they are their friends. So even the Atmaval Sukhradichyade, that they will consider their friends as friends. But those who are indifferent, for example, we have normally three types of people in this world: friends, enemies, and indifferent. There's only these three categories. You can put, there's no three columns, and put everyone in these three brackets, in these three columns, isn't it? There is not a fourth column for that. Friends in one column, enemy is in another column, udasina. That means those who are indifferent to us. The first one, they will support you, or they'll go with you in whatever you, they'll share with you your life. The second one, they are the enemies. They won't like to even see you. When they see you, they'll turn their head. Or sometimes they will express such a feeling when you look at their face that you may not look again. To such an extent, they will put you off. So what can you do? This is material world, it happens. So friends, enemies. And the third one, this Udasinan. Udasinan Krishna says, they neither have any interest in you, they're not bothered whether you go this way or that way. They'll just say, Haribol, Haribol, that's it, finished, gone. And that's all. Relationship begins there and ends there. So these are two, three different categories in this world. And in the Ekadasha Skandam later, when Bhikshugita comes, these three are analyzed, very thoroughly scrutinized. Who is useful and who is useless. That's also discussed later. Krishna discusses this with Uddhava later. But whatever it is, in this case, Krishna is saying to Nanda Maharaj, out of these three, Suhrals or the friends are okay because they are with you. They will share with you. You can reveal your mind to them. Enemies are concerned, there is no question of revealing the mind, because if you reveal your mind, the next thing he will do, he will set fire to you, your house. That's what he will do. That is the mentality of the enemies. But the third category, Krishna says, it's Udasinan also is to be left with the enemies, because they are also not better. Even if you share your mind with them, normally they don't take any interest. So Krishna is saying here, Astyasva Manadrashti Anam Amitro Dastavidvisham Udasino Yuvadvarjya Atmavel Sukhrudichyadeyam. So Krishna is saying that even the Udasinan, all the indifferent ones also, you have to leave them. You don't have to share with them anything.
Jnatva Jagarmani Janoyam Anadishtari Vidusha Karma Siddhisyal Tadhanam Avidusho Bhavel.
Then Krishna is saying a little bit more things there. He says,
Jnatva Ajnatva Jagarmani,
knowingly and unknowingly. And people perform karma. People perform different activities. Janoyam Anudishtari. People do different karma in this world, knowing the result or unknowing the result, knowing the consequences, in other words.
Vidusha karma siddhi siyathada na avidusho bhavel.
Whereas intelligent people, Vidwan, Krishna is slowly bringing Nanda Maharaj to think about the whole thing. You see, this is a big problem, because many, many instances, many things what is done in spiritual life or religious life is based on tradition. And parents normally will tell the children, when the children ask, why do we do this, parents will, don't ask that question now, just do it. That's my instruction, because he doesn't know himself, so he doesn't want to reveal his ignorance to the children also. So he'll say to the children, don't ask any question, just do it. They'll say like that. So that's what Krishna is. And Krishna knew that such an answer can come from Nanda Maharaj. And he didn't want that way to go. So what he did was, he said, normally people perform karma jnatva ajnatvam. Knowing and unknowingly they do things. And they'll get the results also. But intelligent person, Krishna says, vidusha, vidwan, he says, vidusha karma siddhisya tada avidusho bhavel. Intelligent person will not do anything like that without properly scrutinizing things. So slowly making Nanda Maharaj to think a little bit. That was the intention behind that word. Because you can't say outrightly to Nanda Maharaj, he's his father, isn't he? That Indra is all bogus, if you say to him. Nanda Maharaj will say, who are you? And if he asks that question, he has to keep quiet. And then because so many years this yagam was going on, Indra yagam was going on. Nanda Maharaj was performing every year in a ritualistic way, sacrifice for Indra, days together preparations, organizing this big feast for Indra. And Indra, like a big king, sat and happily ate everything. So all these things were going on. Krishna is seeing all these things. And Krishna decided, now this is the time has come to chastise Indra a little bit. So he decided to bring up this issue again. Why this sacrifice for? Now when he asked this about this, and he explained this to Nanda Maharaj, that people who are intelligent, they don't do things without sufficient thought behind it, why it's done, why it's not done. So he said that to Nanda Maharaj, that Sri Nanda Vaja, Nanda Maharaj's answer. Now you can hear in the next few verses. Parjanyo Bhagavan Indra Megha Stasyalpamurtaya
te api varshanti bhudanam prinanam prinanam jivanam payaham.
Nanda Maharaj is revealing his understanding of the scriptures now. Nanda Maharaj is saying now, oh, there's no problem, he says, that Prajanyo Bhagavan Indram. Prajanyam is rain. Who gives us the rain? And and who gives us that? Indra gives us that. Parjanyo Bhagavan Indram. And because Indra is performing these things, Meghastasya Alpamurtayam, that because he likes us so much, he performed this sacrifice. Indra organizes the clouds in such a way that we get sufficient rain from that. What else is there?
Te abhivarshandi bhudhanam.
Indra, Nanda Maharaj is also is a very clever person when he deals with Krishna. Ultimately, he will agree with Krishna. Whatever, he will not do anything against what Krishna says. But at the same time, this Nanda Maharaj had one quality, that throughout he will try to logicize with Krishna. So his logic starts now.
Te abhivarshandi bhudhanam prinanam jivanam payam.
Us, we all survive here. Prinanam jivanam payam. And the water that is required for that is coming from the rain. If these rains don't come, when Indra has arranged all these things, if we don't get the rain on time, how we will survive here? How will we survive here?
This was Nanda Maharaj's question. How will we survive here?
And the way Nanda Maharaj put it to Krishna was, you see, my dear son, Krishna, Nanda Maharaj, very nicely holding him in his lap, he says to him, my dear son, you should understand that if we don't sacrifice, make this sacrifice for Indra, Indra will not give us enough rain. If we don't get enough rain, where will the grass grow? How there will be enough grass? And if there is no grass, how come we are supposed to be cowherd men and women, and our main occupation is Goraksha, protecting the cows. That is our greatest pleasure, and that is our main occupation also. And we survive in this world out of the cows. Cows maintain us. And if the cows don't get enough grass, what will happen? They will not have enough milk, will they? So Krishna, Nanda Maharaj was putting it in a way to make it realize Krishna. He says to Krishna, if they don't give enough milk, how can your mother milk them if there is not enough milk? And if there is not enough milk, how will Yashoda will milk them and make all that nice preparations you have given the list to your mother? So in other words, Nanda Maharaj was saying to Krishna, I'm performing this Indriyagam for your sake. He has brought it to that point by bringing it in this way. So Krishna is dragging the diplomatic conversation between Krishna and Nanda Maharaj is going through. Krishna is saying to Nanda Maharaj in one thing, Nanda Maharaj is thinking that he has to convince Krishna about the need to perform Indriyaga. So answer Krishna is Nanda Maharaj's words on this.
Tam tada vayamanyeja varmujam padimeshwaram dravyai sadre dasa asidhyai yajande krudhuvir naraham.
Then, because he is giving us sufficient rain profusely, the rain comes, we are in a position, we are performing the sacrifices for that. And because of that, we have, my dear son, he said, calling him, Tam tada vayamanyeja varmujam padimeshwaram. And dravye sadre dasa krishna dravye sadre dasa siddhi yajande krudu bhirunnaraham. That because of the rain, we have the water that comes down, and from there the wealth that we have created, we are able to use it for our sacrifices also. That is what Krishna has said at that time.
Rachyeshenobajivandi trivargavalahedave pumsam purushagaranam parjanya phalabhavanam.
Then our life is dependent on this. Ananda Maharaj says,
Rachyeshenobajivandi trivargavalahedave.
Trivarga means dharmam, artham and kamam. All our dharmam, religious life, artham, wealth and kamam, all our desires all satisfied. If we don't have this rain, how is that going to happen?
Pumsam purushagaranam parjanya phalabhavanam.
We are, for our efforts, the result is given by Indra. This is how Nanda Maharaj has seen that. Pumsam purusharanam parjanya phalabhavanam ya evam misrajel dharmam parambariyagadam naraha kamo lobhal bhayal dveshal savainapno dishobhanam. Then Nanda Maharaj says something else. Came to the last point, like our parents do the same thing. Ya evam visrajel dharmam parambariyagadam narahaam. This thing what we are doing now is done by parambara. Parambara means for family tradition it is. So ultimately Nanda Maharaj also felt the answer was not very convincing, because he has never seen Indra coming and never sending any clouds. Rains were happening. He just believed that because people told him, because of sacrifice Indra is pleased, he is giving you the rains. And because the answer was himself felt not very convincing, the last resort Nanda Maharaj used, parambariyagadam naraha. It is parambaryam, he says. It's our family tradition we do this. And Krishna caught on that. As soon as that is what happens also, we also do the same thing, isn't it? Oh, my grandmother did this, my mother did this, I'm doing it, you also do that now. So this way our parambara goes. So Nanda Maharaj's parambara was also saying that. Nanda Maharaj said, this is a parambaryam. For many, many generations we are doing this to please Indra, and that's what I'm trying to do now, he says to Krishna. Krishna, ya evam misrajel dharmam parambaryagadam naraha kamal lobhal bhayal dveshal savainatno odishobhanam. But just because we are upset with something due to our lust or anger or fear or something like that, and if one stops these sacrifices, that's not very auspicious. And the Maharaj is giving some instructions to Krishna about this. Because of our mind, that due to our own mental problems or mental conclusions, that due to fear or due to different desires or due to some other reasons, if we decide not to execute this sacrifice, that won't look very good. It's not auspicious, says to Krishna. Shri Shuka Vaja Vajo Nishamyanandasya Tathanya Shwam Rajaugasam Indrayamanyam Janayan Pidaram Prahageshavam. That Nanda Maharaj, and not only Nanda Maharaj was speaking now, all the other older members also were speaking to Krishna. So Krishna has a very hard time on his own. He has to convince all this, especially old people, very difficult to convince them anything. Because they get already set in their mind, this is the right thing, nothing can change this. So these old men who were with Nanda Maharaj also were like that. They were so convinced that they didn't want to change anything. So Krishna heard all these things. It's getting difficult. He says, Indrayamanyam Janayan Pidaram Prahageshavam. At that time, Krishna said, I'll take a step further now and speak about Indra, what I think. And that is why in the next Shri Bhagavan Uvacha, in the next few verses, Krishna is now going to speak about Indra to Nanda Maharaj and the old members of the Cowherd men. Karmana jayade jandu karmaneiva viliyade sukham dukham bhayam kshemam karmaneiva bhavadyade. Krishna is saying there, karmana jayade jandu. You are thinking that Indra is keeping you going. No, he says, karmana jayade jandu. You are born from your karmam. You got this material body out of karmam. Karmaneiva viliyade. When the karmam is finished, you also finished. You leave this body. Sukham, dukham, bhayam, kshemam. The four things. Happiness, distress, fear, and all the other auspicious things in life. Sukham, dukham, bhayam, kshemam. Karmaneivopabadhyade. It all happens, only nothing but karma that is controlling that. Let me make that very clear. Krishna is now giving them some lessons on karma. Also to Nanda Maharaj and to the old cowherd men. Asti jedi shurekaschil bhalarupyanya karmanam. Now, if you ask me, says to me, then you are telling that all the karma what you are performing, if you think there is a God there sitting there to give you the results of that, kartaram bhajade sobi ahyagartu prabhur hisaham, then that kartaram bhajade sobim nabi kartaram bhajade sobim ahyagartu prabhur hisaham. That means sometimes you find in this world, Krishna is using some logic there, that some people who are getting things who have not performed any karma, so how are they getting that result? you are saying that because of your yagam or indrayagam that you are getting this rain. Fine. But there are people in this world who are getting, not performing any sacrifices also. They are also getting the results. Where is that results coming from? So you think there is somebody sitting there keeping an account of all your karma? Krishna is asking this question to the Nanda Maharaj. Kim indreneha bhudanam so swakarma anuvartinam anishena anyatha kartum swabhava vihidam nranam. That swabhava vihidam nranam. According to one's own purva samskaram. Purva samskaram means previous consciousness or culture, what one has, swabhavam or nature, what one has developed, accordingly one acts in this world. That is what controls most of the people. According to the purva samskaram or purvam, the previous thoughts, whatever, he doesn't think much. This is what others have done, I'll also do the same thing. So accordingly he asks, kim indreneha bhudanam so swakarmanuvartinam. These people called Indra and others also, they are also living there according to their karma. They have performed some karma, they have got there. Because so swakarma anuvartinam, according to their karma, they have got there also. Anishena anyadha kartam. If it is not like that, akartaram anishena anyadha kartam svabhava vihidam nranam. You cannot change that also. Because according to their karma, they have their enjoying their results in that particular situations. And you cannot change even Indra's position from in that way. Subhava dandrohi janam, subhava manuvartade, subhavastamidam sarvam, sadeva asuramanusham. And everyone, according to subhavam, subhava means one's own nature. Basically, it is the three modes of material nature Krishna is referring to. According to that nature, whatever one has acquired, he acts. He says here, Svabhava dandrohi janam, svabhava manuvartade, svabhavastavidam sarvam, sadeva asurama anusham. Demigods, demons and the human race, three categories, who lives in the universe, in the higher level. Demigods are the higher upper planetary system, we, human race in the middle planetary system, demons in the lower planetary system. So, in the three planetary system, three different species. They live. And they all act according to what? According to their modes of nature. So what is something great about that? According to modes of nature, they perform their activities, they get their results, and they live like that. So do you think there is somebody sitting there, keeping an account of all these things, and offering these results? Krishna started questioning all these things. Deha anuchavaya jandu prapyol sajadi karmana shatrur mitramida sinam karma iva guru rishwaram. That one is getting different bodies. Sometimes you go to higher planets, become a demigod. Sometimes you come to the human body. Sometimes you go to the demoniac body. Everything based on karma, this is happening. The law is already set. You can't change it. Nothing that is changing then. Prapyol srijadi karmanaham and shatru mitram udasinam karma iva guririshwaraham. Then what makes one person enemy, a friend or indifferent, all these different things happens also. Due to karma alone, nothing else that's creating all these things. So Krishna was putting this karma mimamsa very strongly to Nanda Maharaj. Tasma al sambhujayel karma svabhavastha svakarmakral anjasa yena varteda tadeva asyahi deivadam. Therefore Krishna is saying there that one who is svabhavastha svakarmakral means according to one's karma, one who is executing, obviously at that time Varnashrama Dharma was very prominent in the society. It's obvious. Krishna is mentioning there. According to Varnashrama Dharma, when one is executing one's own life properly in that way, then accordingly he will get the benefit also. Anjasayena varteda tadaivasihi deivadam. That is, his life will be happier in that way if he execute, and he will get the benefits from that. So that is all what is required. Tasmal sambhujayel karma svabhavastha svakarmakral anjasayena varteda tadevasya hidaivadam jivyaigadaram bhavam yastvanyam upajivadi nadasmal vindade kshemam jaram aryasadiyatha. Then ajivyaigadaram bhavam yastvanyam upajivadi. That sometimes one worships one demigod, and then sometimes after that he worships another demigod. Like this, and just like a woman who is attached to one person and he says to another, and he makes love with another person or falls in love with somebody else and changes her loyalty to someone else. Exactly like that, if one changes from one person, one demigod to another, thinking like that, Krishna is asking, Nadasmal Vindade Kshemam, is there any possibility that that is going to be very auspicious for that person? Krishna is asking, Varteda Brahmano Vipro Rajanyo Rakshaya Bhuva Vaishyastu Varteya Jeevel Shudrastu Jasevayam. Then according to Varnashrama Dharmam, Krishna is saying that Varteda Brahmana Vipram, Brahmana should live on the basis of the Vedas. That is his duty. According to Varnashrama Dharmam, that is his main occupation. Varnashrama Dharma means Brahmana should study the Vedas and live according to the Vedic literature, Vedic injunctions. That is his duty. Vartada Brahmano Vipram Rajanyo Rakshaya Bhuva. And the duty of the Kshatriyas is to provide the protect the Vedic culture by protecting the Brahmanas and maintaining the law and order. Rajanyo Rakshaya Bhuva Vaishyastu Vartayal Jivel. And the Vaishya's business is to perform the business. Vartaya Jivel Shudrastu Dijasevayam. The businessman, Vaishyas, has got the business of doing business and making money. That is their nature. Vaishyastu Vartayal. And of course, detail explained, Krishigaura Kshavanajyam, business, agriculture, and cow protection. This is the duty of the Vaishyas. And Shudrastu Dvijasevaya. And Shudra's duty, or the fourth class, is to serve all the other Dvijasevaya and to serve the Brahmanas also. And by service, they get the benefit. So Krishna has used Varnashrama Dharma also. Krishigonichara Vaninjagoraksha Kusidam Duryamuchadeyam. Vartha Chadur Vidadatra Vayam Govartayo Nisham. Out of this we are Vaishyas, Krishna says to Nanda Maharaj. And among the Vaishyas also, Krishi Vanijyago Raksha Kusidam Duryamuchadeyam. Krishi Goraksha Vanijyam is their main business. And there is another fourth one, he says, Kusidam Duryamuchadeyam. What is that fourth one? That one, to give money and or gold coins with interest, charging interest. And making money, giving money on interest to others. That is also allowed for the Vaishyas. Vartha Chadur Vidhadatra Vayam Govurtayo Nisham. But among all these four occupations for the Vaishyas, our business is only to look after the cows, because that is our wealth. We are engaged in cow protection, nothing else. We are not in agriculture. We are not in giving money for interest or anything. We are not in any other kind of trade or business they were doing. Basically, they were all cowherd men, and they all belonged to this one main occupation of maintaining cows and looking after the cows. You can see how dear to Krishna is cow protection and maintaining the cows and looking after them. So that is what Krishna mentioned, explaining to Nanda Maharaj everything. Sattvam rajastamayidhi stithulpatyandahedava rajasolpatyade visham anyonyam vividham jagal. That how come this material world goes on, Krishna is saying. Stithi ulpatyandahedavam, the beginning, the maintenance and the destruction, everything. The reason for all that. Rajaso ulpadyade vishwam anyonyam vividham jagal. That because of the rajogunam, there is an attraction between man and woman in this world. And from the result of that, that this material world also expands in a big way. And that is how this goes on. Sattvam rajastamayidi stithi ulpatyandahedava. Sattvagunam, rajogunam, tamogunam. The three gunam, three modes of nature, is there everywhere. And due to influence of the Rajogunam, this whole material universe is also going on in different ways. Rajasa chodida megha varshandyambuni samvadaha prajastayaiva siddhyandi mahendra kim karishyadim. Ultimately, Krishna banged on that straight to Nanda Maharaj and said that as far as I am concerned, Krishna is the first personality, I think, who started this thing called science also. Krishna says to them, that as for I am a scientist, Krishna says. My science is like this. What is that science? Science says, Krishna says, that due to the sun, hot sun, the water in the lakes and the reservoirs and the sea, they become some droplets, or the steam it becomes, and it rises. When it goes up, it joins together and form clouds. And due to the influence of the wind, these clouds start moving in the sky freely. When it comes and it gets stopped by the heavy mountains and the heavy forests in the mountains, they become condensed and they give sufficient rain there. They give plenty of rain. And Krishna says, I have noticed that there is more rain in the forest than there is rain in our Vrajam, in Vrindavanam. But we perform the sacrifices. The trees are not performing any sacrifices. But they get no rain from us. So I think, my dear father, your assumptions are not very correct. So Krishna is becoming very convincing now. So Krishna started using science there at that point. He said science is useful sometime. When you have to convince somebody who is very scientifically minded, then you have to use the science only, because that's the only thing he understands. He doesn't understand anything else except his science. So at that time you have to bang with the science. And sometimes if they are lucky, they will understand. Sometimes they may not understand, because it takes a long time for the scientific mind to become Krishna conscious. So that is what has happened here also. Krishna gave the scientific logic behind it. Krishna's logic was that all the water is coming up from the sky, from the ocean, from the sea, due to the heat of the sunshine that makes into droplets. It goes up in the form of steam and forms clouds there. And the clouds are giving rains in the sea more, as well as in the forest. And here you are thinking you are performing the sacrifice, everything is coming because of my sacrifice. That makes no sense to me, Krishna says to Nanda Maharaj. Nanda Maharaj was becoming a little confused now. It's not very convincing to him also. How could it be? He was thinking the same thing. Tasmal napuro nanapuro janabada nagrama nagrihavayam nityam vanauga sastada vanashaila nivasinam. That he's saying here that nanapuro janabada nagrama nagrihavayam. Most of the time, our house is basically, we don't have many towns, villages, and all that. We spend our time in the forest. Vrindavanam is everything for us. Na puro janabada, na grama, na griha avayam. Even we don't have even proper houses. We are like gypsies. We have come here from Brihadvanam to Vrindavanam. We build the houses in a couple of days, like the caravans they park. Krishna is saying that we are also like that to some extent. We have moved in here and built in our houses, and most of our time is in the forest. Nityam vanauga sastada vana shaila nivasina. So in other words, these forests are the ones who are actually maintaining us. Without them, what will happen to us? This is Krishna's Krishna's logic. Krishna says they are the ones who are maintaining us. The cows are getting the grass here. We are milking the cows here. The forest is providing all our fruits and vegetables and everything what we need. And in addition to that, they are giving us everything, firewood and nothing that is not used by us. So Krishna was mentioning this to Nanda Maharaj. Rajasa chodida megha varshandhyam bhuni sarvadaha prajaste reiva siddhyandi mahendra kim karishadim. So if we stop these things, and Nanda Maharaj was getting worried that if we stop the sacrifice straight away, outrightly like that, prajaste reiva siddhyandi mahendra kim karishadi, what is Indra going to do? That is what Akindra, if Mahendra Kim Karishadi, Krishna was saying that what is Indra going to do? Because everything is happening automatically. So if we stop the sacrifice for Indra, what will happen? Krishna is asking. What will Indra do? He said. Rajasa chodida megha varshandi ambuni sarvada aha prajaste reiva siddhyandi Mahendra Kim Karishadi. So nana puro janabada na grama na grihavayam nityam vanauga sastada vana shaila nivasinah. So Mahendra kim karishadi. So this question, the forest in the trees in the big forest, it is they who are actually doing everything for us, as far as I am concerned. Krishna says maharanye vrikshaha kimiha belir indraya dadadem. Actually, if you have to perform any sacrifices, maharanye vrikshaha, these big trees in the forest, which are standing there, who are providing everything for us, it is for them we have to perform the sacrifices. Kimiha Beli Indraaya Dhadade. Why should we make this offering to Indra? Krishna asked this question very bluntly to Nanda Maharaj. Maharanye Vrishaha Kimiha Beli Indraaya Dhadade. And Mahindra Kim Karishyadi. What will your this great Indra, Mahindra, will do? Krishna was asking this question. Tasmal gavam brahmananam adreshcharabhyadam makha sa indrayaga sambharam sairayam sadhyadam makha. So, Nanda Maharaj asked a question. If it is like that, what do we do for East? Nanda Maharaj said, I have no knowledge of performing sacrifice to the forests and the mountains and all that. I never heard this before. All I knew is how to perform sacrifice for Indra. So is it some sort of special sacrifice? Nanda Maharaj asked Krishna. Krishna says, yeah, it is a very, very special sacrifice. It's not like, but we can use all what we have, because Krishna wanted to agitate Indra. Basically, that was the intention behind it. So Krishna says to Nanda Maharaj, everything what you have acquired, because by now they have acquired a lot of milk, yogurt, butter, cheese, everything, and they prepared also so many nice things, and everything was ready there. Krishna says, all this is essential for this sacrifice. Krishna says, but then Nanda Maharaj said, is there anything more required than that? Oh yes, yes, Krishna says, and then makes another list immediately after that. So that is a list from the next few verses. Krishna's list of what he wants to eat after that. Pachyadam pachyandam vividabhaga subanda payasadaya samyava puba shashkulya sarvadohascha grihyadam. Krishna says, this Govardhana hill, because where all the trees are standing, Govardhana is the one which is actually looking after us everything. Govardhana and these trees there. And if you make an offering for him, normally, he says, Krishna says, then Govardhana will require a lot of things. This is not just like Indra sacrifice, he said. So, Krishna Nanda Maharaj calls Krishna, my dear son, tell us what all is required. Whatever a 7-year-old boy knew in his head that he would like to eat, he has put it in that list in the next verse. Next verse, that you can see every single item. All kinds of payasam, he says, he wants. Payasam means, you see, this sweet rice is a modern thing. In the olden days, it is payasam. Payasam is prepared from ghee, then the gore, what is that called the, in English, I don't know. Eh? Jaggery, yes. Jaggery and dal, and from rice and from wheat also. Different kinds of preparations are made. Actually, when you think about it, the water comes in the mouth. Sarvadohascharikhyadam. It says different kinds of payasams. Krishna has listed all that. What kind of payasams are required? He says them. Then he says, samyavam puba shashkulyam. Samyava means a preparation from atta with ghee and jaggery and also dal. Also another nice preparations. I don't know whether it is called samyam, not maybe some other name, but these are the original. Samyava puba shashkulyam. Krishna says there. Samyava puba shashkulyam. That. Sarvadohascha grihyadam. Then shashkuli. Samyava puba shashkulyam. Shashkuli is something made with flour. You must have seen that. In some shops they sell in round circles and circles. Depending on how many circles you make them, the bigger the number of circles, it is considered to be wonderful. So that is known as shashkuli. And samyava puba shashkulyam. Puba is something made with rice flour, ghee, and it is formed in the form of certain balls, and there is a special pot for preparing that, and they are made from that. All are the preparations what Krishna loved those days. So in that 7-year-old boy's mind, whatever throughout India, anything, anywhere it was prepared, everything Krishna has included in that list. From Kashmir to Kanyakumari, everywhere, throughout, whatever that was nice to eat, all over India, whatever Krishna's taste has had desire to eat, Krishna made the list and handed over to Nanda Maharaj. Nanda Maharaj saw the list. Nanda Maharaj enjoys getting the list from Krishna. Because from the very early days itself, Nanda Maharaj's only duty was to get the list prepared and get it cooked, prepared for that. So Nanda Maharaj immediately told some smart young cowherd boys that all this should be prepared immediately. And they called the brahmanas who were assistant to cook, gobis. Everyone worked very, very hard from then on. That's what you'll find there. Huyam namadnaya samyak brahmaner brahmavadibi annam bahuvidam debhyo deyambo denu dakshinaham. That Krishna says, it's not enough if you just cook, he says. After that is over, we have to call all the brahmanas. What kind of brahmaner brahmavadibi? Then brahmanyan, one who have brahman realized brahmanas, we should invite them. And annam bahuvidam debhyo deyam vo denu dakshinaham. And we have to give them plenty of feast, a big feast for all the brahmanas, which they relish very nicely. So brahmanas come, they are looking for an opportunity to be invited for these feasts. So when they come, not only you give them a big feast, after that, deyam vo denu dakshinaham. Give them plenty of cows who have got the calf as well. Because after that you can start milking them, isn't it? That is why. Deyambo denu dakshinaham. Then give them plenty of cows who have had already the calf and give them in sufficient of them in dakshina to them.
So, anyebhyashya jandalam adidebhyo yatharhada yavasam jagavam datva gireye diyadam balim.
Krishna says there, that not only the brahmanas has to be fed, apart from that, anyebhya ashva chandala padidebhyo yatharhadaha yavasam jagavam datva gireye diyadam bali. Krishna says, not that you only feed the brahmanas, everybody else. See, Krishna has given a list there, dog eaters, and those who are fallen down, who are not following any varnashrama dharma properly, even them, Krishna says, they should also be invited, and according to their qualification, they should also be fed. Krishna has always been like that. Krishna makes sure that every living entity has an opportunity to go back to Krishna. Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and Krishna's Supreme Personality never denies that opportunity to anybody. When Krishna, if you remember in the first canto, you will see there, when Krishna came back to Dwaraka from Indraprastham, after a long association, for months together Krishna was away from Dwaraka. So he was coming back to Dwaraka. When he came back to Dwaraka, there is I think 17th or 18th chapter in the first canto, there is a discussion there of Krishna's arrival at Dwaraka, how the people welcomed him, the queens and the various aristocratic families, they all welcomed Krishna nicely. And Krishna accepted all their good wishes, everything, except them. But there were some people there who could not come closer, because there was a time like that among the human society. Also, there was so much strict adherence to these divisions in the society. So there were many people who could not even come closer to Krishna. So what did Krishna do? Krishna went up to them and started shaking their hands. Ashwasa chashwabhagebhyo. In the Bhagavatam, Vedavyasa Maharshi has not forgotten to mention this. Why? Because one shouldn't think any time Krishna has no Varnashrama Dharma. Varnashrama Dharma is for us here. For He has created that also, to have certain discipline in the society and to lead the society in a good direction. That is why Krishna has created Varnashrama Dharma. But Krishna is not bound by Varnashrama Dharma. Krishna is above Varnashrama Dharma. So Krishna has shown that in all his dealings with the people. Ashwasa jashwabhagebhyo. At that time, there were many people who could not come closer to Krishna. He went up to them and started holding their hands and asking them about their welfare. Even if you were from that caste, and if you had the opportunity to stand there to be shaken by Krishna, is that not better than a brahmana's life in this body today? This is the question to ask. That is the perfection of spiritual life. What body it is doesn't matter. When one gets an opportunity to associate with Krishna personally, like these devotees had, and again exactly the same thing happened also. Krishna made it very clear to Nanda Maharaj, it's not that you feed only the brahmanas. everyone according to their qualification, you should invite them and feed them also. It's also part of the sacrifice. Krishna made it clear to Nanda Maharaj at that point.
Swalamkrita buktavanda sundalita suvasasa pravadrakshinam jaguridam govipranala parvadan.
That apart from that, we have another great responsibility. All these cows have to be bathed nicely. They have to be bathed and they should be fed with plenty of grass. First class green grass, they should be fed. And we should offer everything when everything is ready. After this, we should offer everything to Govardhan Hill. That is the system. Even sometimes, Brahmanas are fed before Krishna. That was the system in those days. That now today, because we are all belong to the same one class, so our system is a little different. But when the Vedic system did exist, when Ashrama Dharma was very much in practice, Krishna enjoyed feeding the Brahmanas first. Why? Brahmanasya mukham asil. Krishna's face is Brahmana. Through Brahmanas, Krishna eats. Through fire, Krishna eats. These are the two faces of Krishna. When they make sacrifices, through the fire, Krishna eats. Through the face of the Brahmana also, Krishna eats. So that's why Brahmanas are fed and understood to be that Krishna is eating them. It may appear that sometimes all this is spoken to uphold the Brahminical culture. Basically, when one becomes, one do not understand these things properly, one misunderstands and then jumps into wrong conclusions also about it. So here, Krishna says to Nanda Maharaj, the first duty is to feed the cows and the Brahmanas, and then we will start the sacrifice. So we will stop there today because this chapter will go on for some more time. And we will continue this next Sunday. Krishna's arrangements and Nanda Maharaj organizing and Govardhana Puja, all these things comes in the next chapter. I will stop there. All glories to Srila Prabhupada.
Two glasses. Oh, sorry. It's okay.